Good evening, folks. Broadcasting live on WBGV 92.5 FM. That's 92.5 WBGV, the Thumb's greatest and hottest country. We are live here at Deckerville High School for high school football action. Week four. After this week, we'll almost be just over halfway through the season. Deckerville High School, you know it's, I guess you could say, harvest season when you see a tractor just across the football field in a field cutting up their hay or alfalfa right now. We're here for week four, high school eight player football, North Central Thumb League, Stars Division. Both teams 3-0. It's the Brown City Green Devils at the Deckerville Eagles for a battle to stay 4-0. Someone's going to overtake the first place spot or maybe tie with Mayville. Depends what Mayville does tomorrow. I'm Eddie Fury along with my co-host Mikey Smith, who is down on the field right now checking things out, getting some things worked out. As I said, both teams 3-0. We'll have our pregame show coming up here. I want to thank our sponsor also for sponsoring our live broadcast here on 92.5 WBGV. We're also streaming online on the internet. Go to sanlacbroadcasting.com and click the Listen Live link and check out our Twitter for updates at Radio Sanlac. You can find the Listen Live link on our website at sanlacbroadcasting.com for the stream. And, of course, on the website, the scoring updates at the end of week four. Tune in to Sports Line also on Monday for a recap of week four action on WMIC AM 660, 95.3 FM. Mondays, 5:30 p.m. for Sports Line Radio, our high school recap show with Mike Gallagher, the San Lake County News sports writer. I do believe he'll be here tonight also. Great game expected tonight. Highly anticipated as we continue on with the pregame. We'll be right back. Talk about both these teams, what they've done so far through 3 weeks of play so far in the 2023 season. We'll be right back here on 92.5 WBGV. It's high school player football, Brown City at Deckerville. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5. Thank you to our sponsors in that first segment. Mikey Smith is here.
I am here with you, Eddie, on a Thursday night football.
Yeah, did I neglect to tell you it was a Thursday evening?
I found on the social media, Santa Lac Broadcasting Facebook page.
Yeah. All right, both teams 2-0 in the NCTL Stars division. They are 3-0 overall. Mayville Wildcats is also 2-0, 3-0 overall in the North Central Thumb League Stars division. Other games going on. This is a Thursday night game, of course, evening game. Tomorrow, Friday, other teams in action. Dryden will be taking on Mayville. So Mayville, the way they've been playing, they could go 4-0 themselves also. So
some
looking
stout
ahead to that.
Teams in the NCTL this year.
Burton Atherton is at Kingston. That is the team that Brown City beat last week. That was a critical game, and they got that big win last week over the Kingston Cardinals. And that final score for Brown City was 38-20. 20 points still laid on, so that's a little bit closer than it was back in week one that we had covered and saw Brown City. That game, actually, we did that game on a Thursday. It was late to Friday. Yes,
a two-part series.
Brown City ended up running away 68-6 in that game that continued on Friday afternoon. And then in week two, Brown City over Dryden, shutting them out 66-0. So still a potent offense. A lot of players back from last year. They got three decent weapons, but Lawson Cooper is the key guy here for the Brown City Green Devils.
Yeah, young quarterback coming back with a lot of experience. You said he is now a senior finally or junior?
He is a sophomore.
Sorry.
Yeah, he was
just a sophomore, yeah.
Brown City Green Devils, 933 yards rushing through 3 weeks.
That's efficient.
Yes. 344 yards passing and 5 passing touchdowns for Lawson Cooper, the quarterback for the Brown City Green Devils. Now, after playing an independent schedule last season, Mikey, this is their first season competing for a league title in eight-player football in the North Central Thumb
League
Stars
Division.
They
were ready to join.
Now, I was talking to Eric Burns, one of the assistant coaches here, also worked with the JV. I think both these teams are split when it comes to the playoffs also at the end of the season. So,
as far as the...
For the playoffs. Okay. So, you know, two different divisions. So these teams will not meet up again. Yeah. Last Friday, Green Devils earned their first big win in Stars play as they beat the Kingston Cardinals 38-20. They had a 20-12 halftime lead also. It was a battle. It was a big game for them. Mm-hmm. They knew what they're getting with Owen Corliss, with the Kingston Cardinals. I don't know if he was sick or if he was hurt, but But in the game, the Green Devils faced the daunting task of attempting to limit the star Kingston quarterback, Owen Corliss, who finished with 1,570 yards and 30 total touchdowns last season. That was last season.
Last season doesn't mean anything.
Corliss had 55 yards through the air and just 72 on the ground in 24 carries, scoring twice and fumbling once also. We've been talking about this on our Sportsline radio show. The first thing of defense is to stop the best player.
The best players happen to be the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
On both teams.
Here, I think the best player here, Lawson Cooper, has quarterback position here.
Yep.
He's one of them for Brown City. Now, Deckerbrough has a couple weapons just like Brown City does. In the backfield, Dylan Ball. Mm-hmm. And Hunter Garza.
It does start with Hunter Garza.
Yes.
Just a junior, but plenty of experience again at the quarterback spot.
Yeah, he can pass and he can run through the air also. In the first half, Brown City defense forced three fumbles against Kingston also.
Solid defensive effort.
Got out to that 20-12 halftime lead. Lawson Cooper tied the game on a five-yard run in the second. Ethan Morrow gave the Green Devils the lead on a six-yard run also. Owen Corliss scored his second touchdown of the game, tying things up 12-12, but Cooper ended the quarter with a 19-yard score to give Brown City that 20-12 halftime lead. They extended their lead to 32-12 by the end of the third quarter. Connor Vandenberg, going to be a key here in the backfield, also a 50-yard touchdown pass from Lawson Cooper, who can throw also. Breyer Halbert punched in a one-yard score. Ethan Worrell is another key weapon here for the Brown City Green Devils, so they have many weapons on offense in
with
the backfield.
A lot of experience coming back.
Worrell had a score in the fourth, five-yard run, giving Brown City a 38-12 lead before Kingston Tanner James, brother of Hunter James, if you recall, a couple years ago.
Do remember.
And on a five-yard run for Kingston also. But Worrell had 41 yards and two scores on eight carries. Connor Vandenberg had a huge night. Big bruiser there, 63 yards on eight carries, bringing in four passes for 127 yards and a touchdown score. Also recovered a fumble on defense. Breyer Halbert had eight tackles. Ryan Binkley-Potts, Cooper, and David Chunko each had a tackle for loss. And Brian Mulholland had four stops also. All right.
Speak of him, there he is.
Yes. Darren Fritch actually gave me a back massage. I hear he gives free ones a lot.
He does.
Especially at work.
At work, yeah. Not to me.
Especially the guys.
Not to me.
Not to you?
No, I don't get it.
Okay.
He just looks at me.
So, Brown City, you seen him back in week one for at least a half?
For a little bit.
Yeah, against Peck. Your take on him that you saw.
They're loaded.
Last year when they went to the state semifinals.
They're loaded. They came back with a lot of young players with a ton of experience. I want to make this comment, too. We have such good quarterback play this year in the NCTL across a bunch of teams. Is the Kingston quarterback the best of all of them?
This year?
It is.
No, I think there's three of them out there that's pretty good. And we've seen them right now so far.
It's making
tonight,
a very competitive league this year.
Yeah. In the game against Dryden, Brown City rushed for 395 yards and 29 carries in the night. Mulholland, we mentioned him earlier, K-line Mulholland, had a 66-yard score in the third. He finished with a team-high 83 yards rushing and just three carries also. Breyer Halbert had 71 yards against Dryden. Lawson Cooper, 11-17 for 105 yards and three scores against Dryden a couple weeks ago. Green Devils held Dryden to just 32 yards and 36 plays and just eight rushing yards. That's Dryden, though.
Yes. You know?
One of the weaker teams.
There's the tops and then the bottoms.
Yeah. All right. Cooper back against Peck in week one that we had covered. 68-6 win over the Pirates. Lawson Cooper, 6-12 passing for 103 yards and two touchdowns. He also had 130 rushing yards and two touchdowns on just eight carries on the ground for the Brown City Green Devils back in week one. And Peck showed some signs. They did score 6 points again. But when you had that quick break and took away the rain and things were better on Friday, they kind of regrouped and got right back at it.
They went after them. They took care of business.
So,
as we expected.
Offensively, Brown City against Peck, 364 yards, 23 attempts, 467 total yards of offense. And we said they're nearing 1,000. They'll probably get 1,000 tonight.
They're led, Brown City led by a stout offensive line.
Yeah.
And their offensive line coach, Jimmy Sheridan.
Yep.
Shout out to Jimmy.
Also the head coach, Aaron Cooper. Both coaches and the assistant coaches had a great season last year, as I said. First year in eight-player football, independent schedule, and they played some pretty tough teams last year. They did lose a lot. Kyle Afford was one of the key players.
He was.
But they kind of reloaded here.
I was going to say, they didn't rebuild, they reloaded.
Yeah.
With the quarterback coming back, running back coming back, it makes a big difference.
All right. That's our talk on the Brown City Green Devils. Brown City at Decker, but we'll talk about Decker when we come back here on 92.5 WBGV. I'm Eddie Fury. That's Mikey Smith. It's going to be a cool night. It's a beautiful day, blue and sunny day. And we got a little bit of warmth today, so, yeah.
Sunshine and bright on this Thursday night action.
Expecting cool temperatures in the 40s by the sundown here.
Yes.
So we'll be right back here on 92.5. Welcome back. Talking fantasy football.
You and I are matched up this week against
the Thug
Tailgater League.
Are we really?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm going to go 0-2 so far to start the season.
Good matchup here tonight.
Yes.
Brown City at
Evenly matched teams.
Deckeroo goes a dual-threat quarterback. Hunter Garza, 455 yards passing, 9 touchdowns. Dylan Ball, Hunter Garza are your leading rushers also for the Deckerville Eagles. Offense last week, both common opponents they've already had.
Yes.
Deckerville got 76 points over Dryden last week, 76-0, scoring 24 points in the first and second quarters, building a 48-0 halftime lead before adding 14 points in both the third and fourth quarters with that running clock.
I was going to mention that second half running clock.
First three scores for Deckerville came through the air also. Hunter Garza hitting Logan Shanks for a 29-yard score, and then David Shanks in a 10 and 32-yard touchdown passes. Also, Chase Lamont had a score from 1 yard out. Garza found David Shanks for the third time, this one from 3 yards out. Also, the backups for this Deckerville Eagle team got some time in. Mark Donker, we might see him, scoring runs of 57 and 59 yards, while Jesse Kabaki had a touchdown, runs of 10 and 63 yards. Parker Merriman returned the second half opening kickoff also for 70 yards. Dylan Ball, their leading rusher, true running back in the backfield, finished the game 135 yards, 11 carries, Mikey. Donker had 116 on just 3 carries.
Ooh, we say that's efficient, Eddie.
Very efficient. That's very
efficient with a capital E.
Yeah,
3 carries?
Yes.
3 carries.
That's an average of what? Do my math there. I don't know. Hunter Garza was 6 of 10 passing, 139 yards with those 4 scores, 3 of which three went to David Shanks. So Ian Flanagan also bringing in 2 catches for 65 yards as Deckerville Eagles last week went 3-0 here at this point. Also back in week 2, 56-6 victory on a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday game?
Yeah, they played here. That was the Thumbtuggeter Sports.
Oh, yeah, Wednesday game.
They did that game. I stopped here, make sure things were cool. I said hello to the guys, you know.
Yep.
And that was the first time I wanted to get a good look at Decker and see how they looked, you know. Like I said, I think a little bit quicker on the sidelines, a little bit better conditioning, a little bit pep in their step in that game. I don't, from what I've read in the great sports writers from Mike Gallagher, St. Louis County News, the co-host of Sportsline on WMIC, also the Huron Daily Tribune, the Minden City Herald, what I read about in the quotes that Coach Bill Brown and the assistant coaches says, we're not really using that many players on both sides of the ball. I think,
yes.
Yeah, it's pretty, yeah.
No, keeping everybody fresh.
It's very minimal.
Yep.
With players playing both sides of the ball. So it's great to have one total defensive, you know, group.
Yep.
And offensive group also. Now,
and
you're going
to
get some
school be able to do
yeah,
that.
It's you're going to get some offensive players coming in. And usually the quarterbacks play a linebacker position or, you know, as a secondary. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of a little bit of experience as a quarterback on quarterback. Quarterbacks will do that here in eight-player football or even 11-player in high school at least. So
I want to make a comment about
look who shows up here.
Hi there, guys.
All right. So in that back in week one also, the Eagles, a passing attack over against Ashley. I had this put down about 119 yards of total offense with the defensive effort that they had against Ashley. They ran around. They won that game with a big one. Over three seasons also, the Eagles have gone 19-9 overall. Dylan Ball had 4 touchdowns against Ashley. Get ready for the national anthem. Thank you. by the Deckerville High School Band with the national anthem here as the continue on with our pregame show. The Eagles with that win over Ashley in the season opener. Garza had a career-high 14 passes, completing 12 for 107 yards and a touchdown. Dylan Ball, four touchdowns in that game against Ashley. And that was the Deckerville win for 68-0. So, yeah.
Defense? Yes. Offense?
Yes.
I want to make the comment about this Eagles roster. Yeah. Loaded with only four seniors. Loomis, Kappen, Shanks, and Ball, the only seniors on this roster.
So a young but strong team so far.
Young but loaded.
All right, we'll be right back, folks. Coverage going to start here in just a bit. Here on 92.5 WBGV. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Getting ready here for kickoff. WBGV 92.5 FM. Eddie Fury of you along with Mikey Smith. It will be Brown City kicking off. That'll be number 35, it looks like, to kick it off here for Brown City. That'll be Robert Browning. Thursday night fired up. The Eagles come right out.
Thursday night football beating head-to-head against Minnesota and Philadelphia.
Yeah. How did you do in fantasy?
2-0.
2-0? Okay.
I keep losing. I'm just going to lose all season.
Baseball, did you win?
Okay.
Jonathan Bisher here from Sumtugger Sports.
Give me some baseball tips.
Cody Klee here also. The ex, I'm the ex-bowler now.
You are.
Yeah.
You got.
What?
Still going to sponsor the team.
I don't know. I actually want to create another team for the Sandusky League maybe. That's Wednesdays. Huh. So. Okay, here we go. I could have played another commercial here if I wanted to.
I was going
to
say, so. Mr. Jim Nickel, field conditions looking beautiful
That's
tonight.
That's right. We were talking to him. He was asking, "What are we one of the top five press boxes or hosts?" I said, I would say you're in the top five. Now,
easily.
The best host, I would say Ubley. Why? Because of the food spread they give
food
you.
Spread.
He may not be a small little cubicle, but they really take care of you there.
Yeah.
So.
Nice spot, too. Yeah, the food is good. That's always a plus. Where we had a couple days ago or last week, and we had food.
So Deckerville coaches said on Sportsline at the end of the season, we want you to do the top 10 press boxes.
Oh, we could do that. Trust me, we could take care of that for them.
So, yeah.
Who ranks at the bottom? Don't worry about it.
Next week, we will be Croswell at Yale on our schedule.
Kickoff is underway.
Picked up around the 10-yard line for number 7 for Deckerville for the return. That's Hunter Garza, the quarterback. He does the kickoff returns also. Good return. Inside around the 17-yard line for the Deckerville Eagles. Starting off on offense, they are moving from south to north.
Mm-hmm.
And so that will that means that the sun is not in their eyes too much. And we are not looking. Yeah,
yeah, we're looking off to the east. It's going to be either a 14-7 game tonight or 50-58.
You think so?
It's going to be either a good tight game or a wild offensive show.
Okay, we'll see how they start off. First series of offense. Brown City at Deckerville. Deckerville on offense for the first series of offense. Starting off, I do believe, at about the 12-yard line.
Be just over the 15 and the 16. And it's going to be play up the middle. Big chunk run on that near the first down marker. He does get it just shy of the 30, or just over the 25 to 26.
That was the carry by?
That was Dylan Ball. Number 10, Dylan Ball with his first carry of the game.
He is averaging over 100-plus yards, 120 yards so far.
So we're going to give him 9 on that. Makes a very short second down and 1. You say Ball just over the 25. Up the middle again, just power formation, and they have that first down and more out to the 35.
Tackle at the end of that play by number 80. That would be Ryan Binkley-Potts. We had mentioned his name our pregame earlier. Ball gets to the 35-yard line. Deckerville, so far, positive yards. That carry for?
That was Hunter Garza on the quarterback keep on a chunk play of another 9 yards I'll give him, unofficially.
Back-to-back 9-yarders. Ball at the 35-yard line under center. Garza, the handoff up the middle.
Good penetration by that Brown City defense.
Number 51. Getting the initial contact, that'll be Tanner Gingell.
That's going to be Hunter Ball again on that carry for maybe 1. Give him 1 yard on that. Keep it on the ground, keeping the clock rolling.
10:40 to go here in the first frame. That's the first quarter here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Streaming online also. Two wide receivers, Mikey, moving over to the right side. Shotgun position here for Garza.
On the second down and nine, they do spread it out. Garza's going to roll out to his right, looking for a receiver wide open at the first down marker. Nine. Number nine with the reception.
That was to the 49-yard line. And that was from the 36 to the 49.
Ian Flanagan with the reception. Is it how many yards?
That went from the 36 to the 49. So a gain of about 13. Yeah.
Unofficially 13.
And they're going to pull it back a bit to the 58. Do. Yeah, so that'll be, what, 12-yard gain probably? Yeah.
Give them 12 on that. They are just shy of the midfield mark. You said first down and 10 at the 48, their own 48. Two receivers left. Hunter Garza rolls out to the right. That's a designed run. First down.
Leaning his shoulder, pushing off the defender to the right side. That is number 22. Kind of bumping him out of bounds. Ethan Worrell got a kind of hard hit there by Decker. It was Hunter Garza, but the quarterback keeper gets the first down, as you said, from the 48-yard line.
They did mark him short again. Another 9-yard carry. They're making very manageable second downs on that. They did pass the midfield mark, past the 45 to the 42.5. They are inside Green Devil territory now. They will have, you said it, second down and very short. Huddling up right on top of the D. Shout out to Phil.
Yes, Sir Philip Nickel. Stopping at the Farmer's Tavern with Jonathan Bisher, the Thumbtugger Sports crew.
Out of the I formation, the handoff to the up back. He'll get the first down.
It's number 10 with the carry. Dylan Ball, the senior. A 2-yard gain.
Yep. They need one, got two. Keeps the ball rolling, keeps the clock rolling along as well. Under 10 minutes to go, still 0-0 as this the first offensive possession this going to Deckerville.
Series started at their own 12-yard line, I believe, right? Was it?
I'd have to check that again. Yeah, I think you were correct. Yeah. 10, 12.
What was it, the 16? I don't know.
About the 16. Coming back, that I formation again. Quick pitch to the left. Lead blocker in front of Dylan Ball at the 40. He's pushed out of bounds inside the 40.
Pushed out of bounds by number 16 and number 80. That is Brian Mulholland and also Ryan Binkley Potts. Gain of about a couple yards on that
two
one.
Two on that. Back-to-back two-yard plays for Hunter Ball. That is Deckerville offense. As they'll now have second down and 8 to go in the I formation. Hunter's got the ball. He keeps it by himself. Tries to break out to the outside. He'll be brought down shy of that first down mark at the 31.
Brought down by number 22 on defense by Brown City's Ethan Worrell. That's just off to the right. Ball to the 31, you said?
Up to the 31, yep.
So it'll be 32. So that was a good 6-yard chunk there.
Give him 6 yards on that. Only two ball carries, the quarterback and Dylan Ball so far for the Eagles.
Sir Philip Nickel coming out. Try his luck out here. Quarterback keeper sneaking it right up. That's a big sneak, Mikey.
They do. He needed 2 yards, and he got 4 or 5 on that.
I think he got 5 till about the 26-yard line from the 31. So
the Brown City defense knows what's coming. There's great blocking up front by the offensive line.
That one going to the 26-yard line for Deckerville. Still in the first series of offense. 8:25 to go, 0-0. Only seen one pass and then all running so far.
A 12-yard completion to Ian Flanagan was the only completion, or the only attempt. Hunter's going to roll out, but he's going to have quick pressure. Breaks away from one guy, two guys, three guys miss. He's brought down.
You know, number 59 had him wrapped up, but he slipped away. Hayden Van Dam, the sophomore, and Garza able to slip away. Gets to about the 21-yard line.
Yeah, give him 5 solid yards on that. That was, again, Hunter on the carry. And they are inside the red zone.
Second and 5.
Or right at the red zone.
At the 21-yard line.
We'll call it 20.5.
I formation.
The tight eye, we'll call that.
Dylan Ball with a carry. Gets across to the 20. Down to the 15. Should be right at the 15. And if he is, he might have the first down here. We'll see where they mark it. Make that the 14-yard line now.
He needed 5 and he got 6. Breaking tackles. You see that, Eddie.
Dylan Ball with the carry. First and 10. Still have time, yardage for a first down at the 14-yard line.
You say a first and 10 at the 14, the tie-dye formation.
Ball again. In the backfield, they'll penetrating. Able to get in there is number 7. And number
80.
Yeah.
Potts is in it on every.
And Lawson Cooper on defense here for the Brown City Green Devils, the quarterback. So good stop there.
Are they going to give them zero or yeah, minus one?
I'm going to say minus one, Mikey.
Mm-hmm. Second down and 11 now.
Is that the first negative yardage?
Yeah, absolutely it is.
Second and 11.
That would be the 12th play of the drive.
Ball at the 12-yard line.
Spread it wide with two receivers left. Garza is in the shotgun, rolls out two to left, fires to the end zone, almost intercepted. The only way they had a shot on that was the defensive back.
I'm not going to say there's no flag because he didn't hold the arm. He went down below the hips, so that was a good call. He just had his arms up, tried to maybe, you know, get a little bit of deflection, but the ball just out of reach and intended for number 3, was it?
And 3 in the back of the end zone. I see an Ethan Worrell, number 22, with the pass deflected.
So maybe third and 11 now.
That was just the second pass attempt of the evening.
Ball's at the 12-yard line in the Thumb Cellular red zone.
You said after the incomplete, it'll be now third down and 11. Yeah, that intended target was number 3, Logan Martin. Just no opportunity on it. Tight eye formation again. Garza is under center, fakes a handoff. Looking, rolls out to his left. Makes one guy miss, trying to make the second guy miss. To the sideline they go.
Good wrap up on the tackle. Pushes him out of bounds, but he'll be short for the first down. He's inside the 10-yard line, but a good wrap up by Brown City.
That pull him out of bounds. A fourth down.
I kind of missed who that was. Was that 59?
With
number 16 to bring him out. Brian Mulholland.
Yes, it was 16 on the stop. Touchdown, saving tackle.
Fourth and 4. That was a 7-yard gain for Garza after there was no receivers open. And when you get to that short field, time, narrows down quickly.
It does. The options are limited. He just tried to make something positive out of nothing. Good coverage on the defense.
Looks like the ball is around the it's hard to tell here with the lines.
Looks to be just about the 8 or 9.
Yeah, about the 8.
That same with that eye formation again. Garza up under center tight.
Looking for the hard count.
He is, and you've seen it. Dylan Ball up the middle, hit immediately at that line of scrimmage.
Good penetration in the wrap-up by number 51 on Dylan Ball. That was Tanner Gingell. Fourth down and turnover on downs. Big stop there. I think he got a couple yards, but he's short by 2 yards. So for 2 yards, Dylan Ball had it. And it looks like the Brown City Green Devils will take over. If he got any gain at all, I don't think he got any gain. So, yeah.
No, we'll give him zero on that. Turnover on downs, TOD. Big stop by that Brown City defense. Let's see if they can cash on offense now.
So that's a big stop for the Brown City defense after Decker had some great success. Marching down the field, Lawson Cooper does a toss right up the middle to number 30.
Clotheslined at that line of scrimmage.
10 or 11 yard line. Got a couple yards there for Brown City.
Number 30 on the ball carry. That
at
is
their
Brian
own,
Halbert.
At their own 8-yard line, by the way, in the turnover and downs. Who'd you say?
Number 30, Briar Halbert.
That'll be a gain of 2 yards on that one.
Second down and 8 now for the Green Devil offense. Ball moves just out past the 10 to the 11. And they're staying in that tight formation.
Beautiful sunny day so far.
On this Thursday night action, going to go with that same play design, and this could be caught again at that line of scrimmage.
Yeah, just off to the left tackle, but 3 Eagles right there. The initial wrap-up contact by number 55, number 2 helping out with the finish. That was Caden Franzo and Brandon Solowitz, the freshman on defense. He also had help from number 21 for the Eagles. Trenton Park, the sophomore for the Eagles on defense.
I think you have 1 yard on that carry.
That was number 30, Halbert again.
Again, yep. Halbert with both carries so far early in this action.
3rd and 7, looks like around the 12-yard line, we believe. 3rd and maybe 12 or 11.
Yep, we're going to go 2 wings. That's a wing right, wing left. Right wing is in motion. He gets a pitch to the left side. Lead blocker out in front. Trying to get out to the corner, but he is wrapped up.
That was number 23 with a toss. to the left side. But Dacoma right there to meet him. That's number 9 out there. Ian Flanagan on defense with the first contact. That was to number 23, Connor Vandenberg, to the left side with that toss. It's 4th down and 5. Gain of just 2 yards on that to the 14-yard line.
And Connor, the senior, with just, you said, 2 yards on the carry. That's a 4th down quickly. So they're going to bring up a punt. Nice job by the Eagles defense. No, we're going to go for it. Nope, back to punt. Everybody's getting to work out here.
Trying a little bit of a hard count themselves. This punt is not really going to go very much.
All.
It hits a good roll, though, forward, but not very far. It's to the 37-yard line. Decker will take over. We'll be right back here. 0-0, 4:26 to go. They started off at the 37-yard line after that punt rolled. They're in Brown City territory. 2-yard gain by Dylan Ball in that first play.
That very short punt gives the Eagles offense a very short field to work with. Hunter Garza on the keeper all by himself. He'll get some positive yards before he's brought down. Maybe 1 or 2 on that carry. He takes it inside the 35 to the 34. Where he'll have 3rd down and long. 3rd and 6 to be exact.
Already just like that.
Early on, it's going to be offensive line play for both teams.
Who had that carry?
That was going to be a quarterback keep on that. 2 yards for Hunter Garza. They're going to spread it wide, put receiver out to the left.
Very quickly at 3rd and 6. Yeah.
Hunter's in the shotgun. Fakes a handoff to Ball. Keeps it himself right up the middle. Nice wide open hole. And he'll get a chunk play on that inside the 25.
We're going to say around the 23-yard line.
1st down, Eagles.
So a gain of about 7 yards in that one?
Close to 7 or 8.
Garza with a quarterback keeper. Kind of read the defense and the field a little bit there. Got to about the 24-yard line. 2:50 and counting here in the first quarter. 2nd series of offense for Decoro. 3rd series as a whole for both teams. 1st and 10.
I said we're going to have 7-0 or 55-54.
Up the middle again where the quarterback keeper surges ahead into the red zone. Looks like around the 19-yard line.
He'll pretty much split that 1st down mark. About 5 yards on that carry again.
Garza again with the keeper.
Garza's on a 10th carry so far this evening.
Up to the 19-yard line. That's from the 24 to the 19, so it'll be 2nd and 5.
Deckerville with 17 rushes and 2 passes so far. You said this is their second offense.
As a whole for both teams total.
2nd for the Deckerville offense. I formation again as they have 2nd and 5. Working inside that red zone. Quick pitch to the outside. That's Dylan Ball. He's quickly covered up by that defense.
Yeah, that's number 7. The initial contact, Lawson Cooper to the left side defensively. I think he might have lost a yard.
That is a TFL, tackle for loss.
So it'll be a -1 yard for Ball in that toss. 1:33 to go, 3rd down and 6. Ball right at the 20-yard line for Deckerville Eagles. It's 0-0. 1:25 and counting.
A defensive battle here early on, Eddie. Did not expect that.
Yeah, well, you know, the scoring-wise for both teams throughout the season thus far, Brown City has only allowed 26 points and scored 172. Eagles just 6 points and scored 200.
Going back to pass, Hunter Garza to the far corner of the end zone. It's going to go a little too far. Beautiful ball just out of bounds.
Intended for number 11, David Shanks, who he made contact with last week 3 times.
So that's his go-to guy in the end zone.
Both Shanks, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
But he shanked that one a little over too high. So 4th down and 6. 1:04. Stops the clock as they went incomplete over the end zone with that pass play.
That was 23, Connor Vandenberg. On the defense.
In the secondary?
Yes.
Yeah, in the end zone, yeah.
On that cover.
And that was to the left corner. If Eagles are moving from south to north. Or right to left on your radio dial. Here we go on 4th down.
We're going to trick a replay.
A flea flicker possibly.
Intercepted. At the 15-yard line.
Number 13 throws up a pass after the toss from Garza. And number 23 with the interception, Connor Vandenberg. for Brown City. Now, that was deep in Deckerville territory in a fourth down situation, so it's kind of like a punt. But
there you go.
Yeah, that doesn't look good on your stats there. So
no, it doesn't.
Ball at about the 16-yard line with that INT.
Hunter with a little push as he was getting off the ground. He said, you got my
you
ball,
so?
I'll push you.
Interception number 23 for Brown City Connor Vandenberg. And a ball will be at about the 16-yard line. Brown City taking over at their own 16. 57 seconds to go here in the first period.
Two wings. We're going to have a pitch out to the right. Cut back up the middle. Beautiful play design on that as all action looked to go outside.
To about the 24-yard line, it looks like.
That was a man with that's got the interception, got the ball carry. Connor Vandenberg, the senior. Going to give him, what, 7 yards on that?
It looks like it, yes.
7 big yards on that first down run. So it brings up a manageable second down and 3. 30 seconds to go in this first quarter. 0-0 so far.
Vandenberg with that carry. Under center, Lawson Cooper. Two wing backs on the edge there.
Wings again. Fakes a handoff. Lawson will keep it himself. He gets hit immediately at that linebacker level.
Closer around the 25, 26-yard line. Going to be short a yard, maybe two. Maybe only got one on that. We'll see where they mark it.
It is close. We're talking less than a yard.
I think they gave him a yard. So it'll be third and about a half a yard.
Yeah.
Wait. Are they moving it?
They're moving it. First down. I told you that it was that close, Eddie.
Okay.
That far judge, far sideline judge was
that's
at
the
line.
End of the quarter, 0-0. And I think they're going to move the chains here. We'll be right back here and make sure when we come back here. 0-0 at the end of the first. You're listening to WBGB 92.5. One-yard gain by Lawson Cooper with a keeper. It was first and 10, so they give him the first down for that 3 yards last time. They're at about the 26, 27-yard line to toss to number 30. Looks like over to the right side. A good run and surge there. A gain of about 8 yards to about the 35-yard line for number 30 for Brown City, Briar Halbert.
No. Thank you.
There, I catch you off mute there.
Appreciate that. That'll go a long ways. They're going to give him first down.
Oh, they are. So
yes,
they gave
they
him
do.
The push. And I thought he was a yard short, Mikey.
It was close.
All right, so they give him an exactly 9 yards. Number 30.
He needed 9, and that's what he got. It was hard running. He was on his feet. He was moving along, dragging tacklers with him.
Is that the biggest gain of the game you've seen so far? 9 yards? I believe it is. For Brown City.
A lot of nine yards. Both teams with 9 yards.
Ball at the 36-yard line.
Ball's going to go up the middle again. Nothing on that, though.
Hit hard at the end of the play, too. That was number 30 with the initial contact with help from number 9 for Deckerville, Presta Holman. Man, we're calling his name a few times there.
Yes, he is. And number 9, Ian Flanagan in there.
No gain on that one.
Let's give him 0.
That was number 30.
That was 30 on the carry.
0-0 is your score as we 10 minutes left here in the second quarter.
First one to a touchdown wins the game, I guess. We'll see.
Both teams, well, Deckerville's been in the red zone twice.
Yes.
Brown City has yet to get there. Number 30 with a reverse, but he slips and falls.
40.
Jim Nick, what are you doing out there? Ball to the 41-yard line.
That paint's slippery.
That's a game 5 yards in that one.
That was the big back, Briar Halbert again, with Lawson Cooper was going to be out in front of him leading block. He just slipped.
So it's a 5 yard gain on him. He's slipping. I think he might have had had he been on his feet there. Ball at the 41 yard line. Be third and 5.
A manageable third down and 5. He said just over the 40 at the 41. Tight formation, two wings, one in motion. Lawson will keep it again, but he is wrapped up again at the line of scrimmage.
Number 2, Brandon Salowich wrapped him up at the ankles and held on. He got some help really quickly after that. No gain on that one.
That'll bring up a fourth down as the Eagles did not even get past midfield on this drive.
Ball at the 41-yard line. Fourth down and 5, as Mikey said. Brown City's at own 41-yard line. And, well, try to do a hard count, maybe punt it off and switch over to punt. We've seen them both do hard counts
yes,
so far.
Yes. Was that Lawson on that quarterback keep
yes.
for nothing?
Yes.
Thank you.
No game. Ball at the 41-yard line. He's under center. And we have a timeout called by Brown City. So they're going to think about this after the
Deckerville timeout.
Well, they went pulling over that, right? Now they switched. Okay. All right, timeout. 8:20 to go. Fourth down and five at the 41-yard line. Brown City zone. We'll be right back here. 0-0 is your score in the second. Coming out of the timeout, fourth down and five. Shotgun position here for Lawson. Cooper has a running back right next to him. Two wide receivers on the left side doing a quick hard count, and he gets a snap. Going for it on fourth down from their own 41-yard line, and they get the first down. Caught by number 25 at the 45-yard line. Comes out at about the 39, 38-yard line.
Big play by number 25.
Gain of about 19, 20 yards we're going to give him. So they're going to place that ball at about the 40, make that 39-yard line. So again, 19, 20 yards on that fourth down and five at own 41-yard line. They go for it on fourth down and five. And that
played
the number 25.
Nick DeBono with the crossing route wide open.
20-yard pass.
Two receivers. Oh, and a flag. You could have called the flag on that one. That was a face mask that was missed. He did. He did late.
We'll be right back and have that. That's a penalty for face mask. They'll go to the 34-yard line. It'll be first and 10. The officials and chains about to get set here. The officials are saying, no, we need to move the chains back now, and it's not at the 34. It's actually a first down and four now.
Okay.
Because
we had a lot to work out there.
So were they spotted back here? Or they? Okay, I'm kind of a little confused.
It was a five-yard penalty because it was an incidental.
All right.
Face mask. It wasn't the
first and five. Cooper goes to the air, to the right side, caught by number 23 inside the red zone.
Pitch and catch, just like that.
So that was from the 40?
That was from the
41?
34.
Oh, okay.
34. Right.
So that's going to be placed at around the 17-yard line. So a 14, 15, 16, 17-yard pass.
Get him 17 big yards on that.
To number 23, that's first and 10 at about the 17-yard line.
Inside the thumb cellular red zone.
Definitely in there, about maybe around the 14-yard line. We'll see where they mark it. Yeah, I'm going to say about the 14-yard line, Mikey. So they're going to give him 3 yards on that. And that was who?
I was trying to find that, too.
6:40 to go. Still no score, but Brown City have some good success in this series. The officials now are going to call themselves a little bit of a timeout here. All right, and they get set again. Talking to each other, making things all right. Ball at the 14-yard line in the red zone. Two wide receivers at the left side. Shotgun position for Cooper.
He does have the up back behind him. That's Potts. And he will roll to his right with the lead blocker. Just keeping it on a quarterback at the first down marker.
He goes from the 14 to the 9, maybe 8-yard line, but I'm going to say the 9, so that's going to
be
a first down. Yeah.
No, it'll be short.
No,
short by 2 at least.
So a gain of about 5 yards on that one.
Okay. That was on a quarterback keep design run.
Cooper with that one.
A very manageable third down and now 2.
At the 9-yard line in Deckerville territory in the immediate hot red zone. Cooper under center. Third down and 2. Trying to surge ahead. He is not going to be able to get anything. Good defensive hold on the line for Deckerville. Especially up front there, number 30, number 9, making that penetration. That's Ian Flanagan and number 30, Preston Holman again.
Yep, Caden Franzo also in there, number 55, the sophomore.
Yeah, they're wrapping up from both sides, so he couldn't go left or right. And then Flanagan came up the middle.
It's 8-player football, and 7 of them were on the tackle.
0-0, 5:16 to go here, and they're going for it on fourth down and 2.
They went for it on fourth down earlier in this drive and make a nice pass completion.
No
first.
Gain in that last one. Here we go. Cooper under center. He'll toss it to number 80. Going up the middle, gets it 2 yards. He's inside the 5-yard line.
First down. They say first and goal. That was Potts on the carry.
Ryan Binkley Potts, the junior. From the 9-yard line to about the first and goal to about the 2.
So give him 7 big yards on that. I have that as his first carry unofficially. And they are short. First down and goal from the 2. Tight formation. 2 wings left and right.
4:53 to go here. Cooper, the number 80 again.
Same play, same result.
One yard
at the goal line. You see how that does, though? It's a quick pitch to the inside.
4:39 to go in the first half. Still 0-0 at the one-yard line. Second and goal.
You said we are under 5 minutes, under 4.5 minutes before halftime. What a defensive battle, Eddie.
Brown City knocking on the immediate door. About to kick it down if they can get it in. They got 2 more chances here, Mikey.
We are looking for the first points of the evening.
4:13 to go here in the second quarter, first half.
Same formation, 2 wings, 1 left, 1 right. And Lawson will keep it himself and see if he gets that push up front. It is close.
Did he break the plane? One official says no, the other says...
Both say no.
So maybe a half yard, if anything, but no gain, really.
Yeah, I'll give him 0. That was Lawson Cooper on the quarterback keep. Just the defensive line rising up a little bit more than the offensive
line. Third and goal, you said about a half yard or
a half yard. I'm going to give 0 on it because we're at the goal line.
Cooper with that run, it'll be third and goal right now. 3:37 to go at the half yard line for Brown City.
What a goal line stand so far, this Eagles defense. Let's see what we have. Stay that power formation. 2 wings left and right. Potts the left wing.
Number 23 over to the right.
And the right wing is 23. You said it.
Vandenberg.
Cooper. And he's got a quick pitch to the outside. Potts to the end zone. Touchdown. Green Devils.
He just crosses over the orange cone on the right corner and gets it in for the touchdowns, Mikey said, for that half yard, 1 yard TD.
We'll give him 1 yard on that.
On third and goal. Second number 80, quarter. Ryan Binkley Potts. Brown City leads 6-0 at the 3:10 mark.
You just said almost halftime to our first points. Would you have bought that?
I never thought that would be, but.
Not at all.
We talk about the offense, but we forgot about the defense.
Right. You made some numbers there earlier. Both defenses are stout.
Yeah. Here we go. 2-point conversion attempt. Lawson Cooper under center. Man in motion to the left side. Cooper will keep it. He will get in for the 2-point run, and Brown City leads 8-0, 3:10 mark in the second quarter. We'll be right back here on 92.5 WBGV. Gutsy play, by the way, by Brown City on 4th down and 5 from their own 41-yard line, going for it and able to get that score driving down the field. It's 8-0 at the 3:10 mark. Ryan Binkley Potts with a 1-yard TD run. Lawson Cooper, 2-point run.
On that drive to get the score.
Say again, that was what?
That was 2 4th down conversions to get that score for Brown City.
Great point. And with a return for Dockerville. Decent return yardage. But not a great kick there.
I was going to say, a very short kickoff.
We'll be right back. Deckerville into Brown City territory already. First down and 10 from the 44-yard line to the 39, a 5-yard gain for Garza on first down. And a pass over to the left side now. And second down into the slot to number 9 complete. For Dockerville, Hunter Garza, they got into on the kickoff return into Brown City territory due to a bad kickoff there by Brown City, starting from their own 44-yard line. They want to get a score here with 2:44 left here in the first half, but Brown City leading 8-0. And you said going for it on fourth down twice in that last series of offense.
It paid off for them. They got the points.
Back to about the 36-yard line, a gain of about
3 yards.
So it'll be 3rd down and 2.
That you said to Ian Flanagan, the reception. I formation again, get a handoff, 2 ball up the middle, wide open hole, and he has a big run for a first down. Inside the 30, down to the 26 or 27.
So Dylan Ball getting that one from the 34, quickly getting to the line because of time. Got that first down. Gained him about 7 yards in that last play. And it'll come down to 2 minutes to go. Ball to the 22-yard line. Really no gain on that last play.
What was that ball carry on that last one?
I'm going to say ball.
Ball on that for zero. Ball with the ball.
I formation. Turn around. Quick. No. Play action. Throws it over. Number 11. Just out of reach. Incomplete. And it brings up a third down and 10. Ball at about the 27-yard line, it looks like. Third and 10.
After the complete, you said it, third down and 10 now.
Deckerbill does have, I do believe, all three timeouts left with 1:46 to go here. But this is a long third down and 10 situation.
It is.
Ball at about the 28-yard line. I'm going to say 28.
Yep, I think you're right on. 27 and a half, 27 and three quarters, 28, we'll call it.
Now, because it was an incomplete, stops the clock. So have a little bit of time on the play clock. Official has yet to raise his hand here. So still time. Now he does. He got 10 seconds left here.
Then we'll put two receivers out to the right. Hunter's in the shotgun looking for a pass to the end zone.
Push off, and he gets it in, but a flag. That's a push off. Offensive pass interference. Number three pushed off.
He did.
On the defender there. Just want to point that out.
Yep.
Saw that a long way. What?
But no.
Deckerville gets the benefit of the doubt. So I guess they get the touchdown for 27 yards on that one. 1:38 to go here. That went to...
I didn't even see who went to. Number nine again?
Here we're going to go for the two-point conversion. He'll go up the middle, and he gets the two-point run to tie it up. 8-8. Deckerville ties it up quickly at the 1:38 mark. We'll be right back. All right, come back. The kickoff goes out of bounds, so great field position here with 1:38 to go here. On third down and 10, a 27-yard TD pass. The flag was picked up by the official in the backfield. They had a vision, but the official was conversing. He said, well...
Nope, no flag.
So number
three,
tied
up.
The reception to Logan Martin to the right corner by Hunter Garza, number seven for 27 yards. And Garza gets a two-point run, and they have tied it up. 1:38 to go here, 8-8 in the second quarter.
You see this, Eddie? The shadows are gone. The lights are on.
I love this. It's almost fall, but still summer.
Thursday night football. We're going to have two receivers left, one back in the backfield. Quick pass out to the left flat. Another face mask, but they don't call that either.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yep. His helmet's almost off, and the players is asking about it. And it's right in front of us.
I know.
Fish is right on top of it.
We'll chalk it up to home field advantage. The player asks, "Is it my helmet? I'm not going down there.
I know, but
that's a dangerous call when you don't call face mask. Come on.
Second and nine as Brown City starts from their own 35-yard line.
Pass deflected, number 30 with the big hands up in the air.
That's number 30, yeah.
That is going to be Preston Holman, the junior.
Again, we call his name.
Mm-hmm.
8-8. Great defensive play there. Just jumped up and forced Cooper about 10 yards back from the line of scrimmage. Stops the clock at 1:03. Last play was a 2-yard gain, apparently. And it'll be third down and 8 now for Brown City. As they're at about the 36.5-yard line.
We'll spread them out wide. We'll put two receivers out to the right. Lawson's in the shotgun.
Lights are coming on, as Mikey said, as we come down to the evening hours at this hour.
Heavy pressure. He gets it away, though. Caught, completed to number 23.
Just across to the 45-yard line on third down and 8. Going to be short by a half a yard, I believe. Timeout call by Brown City. We'll be right back with 55 seconds to go here in the first half. 8-8, all tied up. Brown City on offense. All right, coming back here from the timeout. Brown City back on offense after timeout. They gave him the first down. It's first down and 10 at their own 45-yard line. Cooper down the middle. Caught by number 23 again. Another completion. That will stop the clock momentarily from the 45-5. 15. A gain of about 18-yard pass on that one, I believe, with the yak after the catch. And they're into Deckerville territory at the 42-yard line. Am I correct in that one?
I get 13 on that.
Okay. Under center, Cooper, man in motion, looks for a pass play down the field, throws it up, has a man, and almost brought down and intercepted, but couldn't grab it in intended for number 25 down the left slot. That was intended receiver Nick DeBono, but number 9 was right there. Ian Flanagan, his Got great wingspan there.
It does.
Had it in his hands there, just couldn't bring it down. He came down.
Great defensive effort by the Eagles. He was throwing into double coverage on that.
35 seconds to go. Ball at the Deckerville 42-yard line for the Brown City Green Devil defense. I do believe they have at least one timeout left right now.
Yep.
Be second down and 10 in the second quarter. 35 seconds to go here. 8-8 all tied up. Brown City on offense.
Cooper's in the shotgun with two receivers to his right. Right out wide. It's packed to pass down the far right sideline. Wide open, number 23. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Green Devils.
43 yards.
Big pass play, wow.
To the right side, he was open around the 20, and he runs it in for the TD on second down and 10. Lawson Cooper, 43-yard pass to number 23, Connor Vandenberg for Brown City to take the lead at the 25-second mark left in the first half.
Ooh, no offense early, offense just before halftime.
All in the second quarter, scoring-wise. Three touchdowns so far. Two-point conversion, two wide receivers to the left side. Running back and a right back and up the middle. Powering his way in for the two-point run. Number 30, Ryan Beakley-Potts takes the lead 16-8 against the Deckerville Eagles at the 25-second mark here on 92.5. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Mikey Smith, 25 seconds to go here, and Brown City takes back the lead where they had at least about a minute left.
Yeah, and they used everything 25 seconds before halftime. A 43-yard touchdown pitch and catch from Lawson Cooper to the speedster, Connor Vandenberg. Two-point conversion was also good, that by Briar Halbert. Got my alarm going off. Says, wake up and go to work. Kickoff's going to roll down to the 30. 27 picked up there by Hunter Garza. He's going to return it, get it out to the 30 before he's brought down.
20 seconds to go. We'll be right back. 16-8, Brown City leads. All right. Looking down the field for a pass. He played Garza, looks down the field, gets to the 30-yard line. No gain. He has to keep it run up. 15 seconds to go here, and nothing to find there, and they'll call a timeout now. With 15 seconds to go, second down and 10 for Deckerville at their own 30-yard line, 16-8, Brown City leads. Hunter Garza with the 12-yard gain coming out of that timeout. Be first and 10. Ball at about the 42-yard line, their own. Coach Bill Brown having a discussion. They move the chains and it stops. And I think he's asking... He's saying to put 7 seconds on there?
Yep, give him two extra.
Okay, so he gets a 12-yard gain, and they're going to call another timeout, and he's asking to put 2 seconds on there because of the change of the chains on first down. Mm-hmm. All right, another timeout here by Deckerville. It's first and 10 at their own 42-yard line. Coming out of the timeout, the quarterback keeper from the 42-yard line with 2 seconds. He gets out of bounds at the Brown City 41-yard line from their 42. So a gain of 8, 13, 17 yards for Hunter Garza.
There you go. They're all setting up for pass plays, but then Hunter's just going to keep and run up the middle by himself.
2 seconds to go here before the end of the half, and he smartly went out of bounds to the right. Quarterback keeper, he did look down the field really quick, see if there's any open down the field there.
He has two receivers in those patterns.
So it's 16-8. Brown City leading with 2 seconds left in the half, first half.
We're going to have two receivers on the right. Hunter's in the shotgun. He looks back to pass. He'll take it off again. Tries to get out to that far sideline. Stiffs arm Potts, but Potts still brings him down.
Number 80, Ryan Beakley Potts on him. The stiff arm tried by Garza for Deckerville. And that will be the half, 16-8. All scoring here in the second quarter. Brown City leading 16-8 at the half. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. Welcome back. 16-8 at the half. Deckerville High School Band out on the field performing. Mikey Smith here with your halftime stat report. What do we got here, Mikey? By the way, 16-8 is your score. Brown City with the lead.
I'm going to do the rundown of the scoring. First score on the board was Brown City in the second quarter at 3:10 mark. That is Ryan Beakley Potts, the junior, with a 1-yard touchdown run. Then Deckerville came right back at the 1:38 mark. This all coming in the second quarter, in the last 3 minutes of the quarter. So Deckerville at the 1:38 mark, number three, that's Logan Martin with a 27-yard touchdown reception from Hunter Garza. Two-point conversion was good. And then Brown City scored again at 25 seconds before halftime. This one, a big pass play from Lawson Cooper to number 23, Connor Vandenberg. A 43-yard touchdown, two-point conversion, also good. 16-8 was that score at halftime. Some stats. We'll start with the visiting Brown City Green Devils. They have 16 rushes for 47 yards, so not really good on the average, but lots of people getting some time.
They're kind of almost working with short field. They started from the 41 at one point, and again, they've been starting around the 60, 30-yard line.
But where they're lacking on efficiency in the rushing, they are making it up in the passing game. 5 of 7 passing attempts and completed for 102 yards. So they're over 100 yards through the air on 5 completions of 7 attempts. 2 players on the reception so far. That's going to be 4 catches for Connor Vandenberg. 82 yards on 4 catches, a 20.5 average. The other catch made by number 25, Nick DeBono, for 20 yards. That is the Brown City offense. So that will be 16 rushes, 5 completions, for 149 yards at halftime, unofficially.
Total,
total, I did my math. Over on the Deckerville side, 25 rushes for 121 yards. Mm. The big ball carrier is the quarterback, Hunter Garza, 15 carries, 93 yards for a very good 6.20 average. He even has a negative yard on that and still has the 6.2 average. The other one, Dylan Ball, 10 carries for 28 yards, gives him a 2.8 average. That's 25 carries for 121 yards against just 2 running backs. Mm. 3 of 7 passing, that's 3 completions out of 7 attempts for 42 yards with an interception for Hunter Garza.
And did
Brown
City score on that interception or not?
No. Turned it into a touchdown.
They did, okay.
Yep, Connor got the interception, then he scored. That's Connor Vandenberg.
Their last.
Yep. And that would be an interception, a couple incompletes. The receptions for Deckerville. It's going to be 2 receptions for number 9. We call him Ian Flanagan. 2 receptions, 15 yards. That's 7.5. The other reception going to number 3 for the touchdown, Logan Martin, of 27 yards. So it's going to be 25 rushes for 121 yards unofficially in the first half for Deckerville. 3 of 7 for 42 yards.
All right, that's 149 total yards for Brown City. And as Mikey Smith said, 163 total yards for Deckerville. It is 16-8. Brown City leading at the half on this Thursday evening. Thank you to Jonathan Bisher for the stat keeping.
Yeah.
Our stat keeper, what do you call it? The software that he made
software,
here.
The software, yep.
The Excel sheet. There we go.
Makes it pretty simple, and it saves on pencils.
Yes, but I will say Sir Philip likes to use the pencils and writing. I'm trying to do it his way here too, but it's very hard.
Yes,
he's got some good shorthand. Yeah,
yeah, so. He is awesome. Yeah.
16-8 is your score. We'll be right back here for second half action. It's Brown City leading 16-8 against Deckerville at Deckerville on this Thursday evening. A beautiful, clear night so far on 92.5 WBGV. We'll be right back. All right, 16-8, Brown City with the lead against the Deckerville Eagles. And Mikey, Deckerville has to kick off to Brown City also in the second half.
Brown City goes into the halftime with the momentum and gets the second half kickoff.
That's right. So, all right, we did do the total yardage in our halftime report. Let you know, this is a Thursday evening game, of course. And I forgot it was Thursday night football, so I hope I set up my fantasy team. So.
Kickoff is in 11 minutes.
Oh, boy. Other games going on tomorrow on Thumbtailgater Sports. They got Harbor Beach at Ubley, the Backyard Brawl, an 11-player. Marlette at Sandusky and Channel 2 at thumbtailgater.com. Also, I'll be attending that game. Bad Axe is at Memphis tomorrow. Cass City at Reese. Big Greater Thumb West League Game Showdown. The Lakers at Unionville Seawing. Carroll's at Vassar. Big game in the BWAC. It's Elmont at North Branch. Yale at Richmond. Algonac at Crosby Lexington. Armada at Emily City. High School 8 player tomorrow. It's Dryden at Mayville. Burton Atherton at Kingston. Auburn Hills, Oakland Christian at KPAC. Caseville won last week. The first game in I don't know how long.
Mm-hmm.
They're at Bay City All Saints right now. The first placers in the Stripes division of the NCTL. New Haven Mary is at Akron Fairgrove. Carsonville, Port Sandlack at North Huron. Both teams have yet to win a game, so 0-0. zero winless teams tomorrow night. Those are exciting games there. Ashley is at Peck on Saturday at 12 noon if you're looking for an afternoon game on a Saturday.
We have Thursday, Friday, Saturday games this week for you.
Yeah. That is your schedule. You can go to CNIBroadcasting.com, click the Listen Live link for you to check it out. It is 16-8 at the half. We'll be right back for second half action. All right, welcome back. A lot of media coverage from our Thumb Sports Writers Media Association is here. Thumb Tugger Sports is here. We also have the Sandusky Tribune. We have the Sand Lake County News here somewhere. We also have Varsity Monthly here. We also have Scott Bosby's here also, I do believe. I think he is.
Yeah.
From the Tuscola County Advertiser.
Yeah, it looked like him.
Is that him?
Yeah. When you're the only game in town, everybody shows up.
Well, yeah, you got to check out your teams that you're going to vote on.
Yes.
Cody Klee of Thumb Tugger Sports, who's been helping out Jonathan also.
Poles Smoles.
Sir Philip Nickel, I don't know where he's at.
I don't know.
At Watering Hole somewhere. Who knows?
Somewhere.
16-8, Brown City leading. They'll get the kickoff, it's to be said, in their last break.
Yeah, I seen the new poll came out for the TSA, had Ubley and Croswell tied at the top.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was the first time, yeah.
Yep. So,
and we know it might be another shakeup this week. We'll see. Is it too late to set my fantasy team?
Nope. You got a couple minutes.
Oh, boy.
Just don't set him against me.
Oh, that's right. We're playing against each other.
We are.
You got to, I don't know, your draft was all right. Everybody had a B grade, I think. Everybody's team is kind of even, I think.
That was the first B grade I had on the week or the season. The other four leagues were A pluses.
Were they?
Yeah.
All right. We got the Mad Dog League here for fun league amongst friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I call it, the Mad Dog League. May he rest in peace. God bless him, man. Ooh, Evan Ho, I better take him off.
Yeah, he's on the IR.
Oh, boy. Both running backs are. Oh. All right. So who do I put in there, Mikey? Oh, I only got Chuba Hubbard. He's going in.
Boy, you are heavy. Thin roster.
That's the for fun league.
Yeah, the for fun.
Yeah. All right. So that's fantasy football, and I went. I beat Junior's World Order, I do believe.
You did in week one, thanks to the Dallas defense.
Yes, he's got a good team. Was he last year's champion?
No, actually, Adam was last year's champion.
Oh, he pulled it off.
Adam is the defending champion in the Thumb Tailgate League.
I just had a couple upset wins, and it just failed miserable.
Yep, you know? I get my losses out at the beginning of the season, so I can roll wins the rest of the way.
Squib kick that will go out of bounds at the 25-yard line. So again, great field position here for Brown City to start off this series of offense. They lead 16-8 as we start the second half.
David Chunko with the heads-up play
to let it go.
Yes, let that thing roll out of bounds. Brown City, first and 10 on their offense. This is the start of the second half, third quarter.
Too late. It's already started. I got my tight end and A.J. Brown in right now for fantasy football. Here, we got some great high school player football going on. Starting at the 32-yard line, Brown City at their own.
Starting at 35, first and 10 for Brown City at their own 35-yard line. Come out with those two wings. That's wing left,
they moved
wing
it
right.
Up, huh? Yep. Okay.
Lawson Cooper up under center. And he is going up the middle. No faking on that. Just keeps it himself. Chunk play on that first down run.
Say a two-yard run there?
Nope. That was a seven-yard run.
Oh, it's okay, from the 35. Yeah.
Yep.
Boy. Lawson Cooper with the quarterback keeper. Maybe ball control here to come out in the second half.
Yeah.
16-8. Brown City with the lead and started off with the first series of possession here in the second half. Leading 16-8 against Deckerville. Decker on defense.
You said it, ball control. Just keep the ball on the ground. Keep the clock rolling along. 18-6 is the one touchdown lead for Brown City. Could be a quick pitch coming near us, the home sideline. But he's quickly wrapped up by that Deckerville defensive line.
Yeah, rushing in there with a wraparound first initial contact. Was number 30. Again, we're calling his name a lot. Presto Holman. He had help from number 3 also, Logan Martin. And in the number 4, number 9 also. Follow that up. Corbin Scherbowski and Ian Flanagan. Dylan Ball, by the way, not Hunter Ball.
Yep, I got it. Dylan Ball. Dylan Ball, the senior. Dylan Ball. I circled his name.
Shout out to Kevin Trigger out there.
Thank you for that.
I think he's trucking out there somewhere listening in.
Appreciate the correction. I don't know why Hunter Ball stuck so much in my head.
Well, right there. Not much to gain there, right? So it'll be third down and 4. No gain on that last play after the. And Cooper escapes behind the line scrimmage, potential loss. He's right at the first down yards, and I think they're going to give it to him. They're going to give him 5 yards on third down and four. Lawson Cooper on a broken play there gets it for the first down to about the 45-yard line their own.
So back-to-back carries for Lawson Cooper.
Brown works. City leading 16-8, 10:21 to go here in the third. Just starting off the second half, you were saying?
They were still shy of the midfield mark at the 40, about the 45-and-a-half-yard line, just shy of the 46.
Chains will move. Clock will start rolling now.
Look at this, 8:18, and we are about pitch blackout. Coming up the line in a hurry. First and 10 for the Brown City Green Devils. Wing left, wing right. Lawson's going to keep it straight up the middle. Needed one. No, he bounces it outside, and he gets the first down either way.
Yeah, he comes out of that scrum there.
Yeah, that rugby scrum in the middle.
He got about 2 or 3 yards in there. Right there to tackle him is number 3 as he ran to the right side. And that was the tackle by Logan Martin for Deckerville. They're going to give him a gain of about...
Let him 3 on that.
Yeah.
So a second and long. Now 2nd and 7. Still shy of the midfield mark at the 49.
That was Lawson Cooper with a keeper coming out of that scrum.
Yes, Lawson, the leading run ball carrier for Brown City with 8 carries. Wing left, wing right, quick pitch up high. Is that number 30 with the ball carry? Nope, not 30. It was 30. There we go.
Okay, the ankle goes into Deckerville territory really quick to the other 48-yard line from the other 48.
They'll give him 3 or 4 on that. A manageable 3rd down and 3, we'll call it. Clock rolls along at 8:55.
So 4 yards for who?
That would be number 30.
Who got the last?
Ryer Halbert.
2-point conversion.
Yes.
4-yard gain, 3rd down and 3.
And that same formation as they have 2 wings left and right again. Cooper's up under center. Halbert's going to go get the quick fake pitch. Cooper's going to keep it himself. Finally gets brought down by the second level after the first down.
So from the 48
to the 38? Nope, 42.
Getting about 6-7 yards in that play for Cooper. 1st and 10. We'll give him 7.
There you go. 7 big yards and ball, a fresh out of downs.
As you said, right around the 41. It looks like they move the ball up. It's the 41-yard
yep,
line.
You're right. Ready? 41.
1st and 10. 8.5 to go already, Mikey.
We said line play is going to be key tonight, and it is proven true. 2 wings left and right again. Same formation for the Green Devils offense. Quick pitch. It's going to go Potts up on the inside, but he is immediately brought down by number 4 and number 9.
But he got some positive yardage, so.
He did.
Gained up about 1-2 yards on that one, maybe 3.
Corbin.
Look at him.
Schabowski.
Oh.
And Ian Flanagan on the stop. How many are you going to give him?
Only we're from the 41, so 1. I'm going to give him 2.
Okay. That went 2 pots again, right?
Yep.
This coming on a 1st down run. Brings up 2nd and long, 2nd and 7 to be exact.
7:45 to go. 16-8, Brown City leading on the first series of offense here in the second half. And a good time-consuming drive right now for Brown City.
Keeping it tight, just a power formation. Man in motion again is going to get a quick pitch. No, fakes it. Lawson by himself out the far sideline. He's got a 1st down and more inside the 30 to the 25 before he's brought out of bounds.
Looked like number 13, Parker Merriman, just leaned his shoulder. But after he tackled him, Cooper still gained another 2-3 yards as he fell to the ground. Great lead block to the right on that left side by number 25 to find that key block in the sweep run there for Cooper. That was number 25, Nick DeBono. And that ball is going to go to about the 24-yard line.
Where did that start from?
That was from the 38.
13 yards on that last one. Cooper will keep it again.
Ball at the 24, so. Be 2nd down and 1st down and 10. That last carry?
That would have been by 23 instead that time.
And it's Connor Vandenberg for the 4-yard gain.
That's what I have, Matt, unofficially.
He's 2nd down and 6 now. Ball at about the 21-yard line.
The Green Devils are marching deep inside Eagle territory now.
Maybe three or four, yeah.
Two wings. Cooper's going to give it to Vandenberg again. He's going to be stuffed at that line of scrimmage. Great play by that Deckerville defensive line.
Be third down and long. We'll just see how much they give him, if any at all.
They moved it back about a quarter yard.
So 21, 22-yard line. They're saying no gain, so it'll be third down and six. At the 21-yard line in Deckerville territory for Brown City. First series of offense with 5:55 to go and counting. Brown City leading 16-8.
A long-consuming drive, as you said, Eddie.
Nick, is this like the single wing of eight player right here?
It sure is. Man in motion will be the left wing. Cooper's going to keep it up the middle as he faked the handoff.
Fakes it, goes to inside the right side of the tackle.
He needed six, and it looks like he got four.
So he's going to be short. Fourth down and two. They've gone for it on fourth down and five from their own 41.
And
so
they had success when they went
for it. So this ball is going to be out on the 17-yard line. Fourth and two. That last gain of about 4 yards. So around the 16 or 17-yard line. Cooper, that last carry for 4 yards.
Quick fact for you. Both teams are led by their quarterback in rushing tonight.
We've had those full stat reports in the post-game report.
Connor's going to get it, but I think he got wrapped up before he got the first down. They're saying, no, he did not get it.
We'll see if he gained any yards at all, if anything. He's the ball is placed at the 14, I think, or 15. We'll see where they place it. It was fourth down and two. Is there going to be?
They're going to do official measurements.
Yeah, because that ball is just inside the 15, so they were at the 17. It's going to be very close, so that's going to be placed around the 15-yard line, right at the nose there.
He needed two
for
the first down.
So he did get two. We'll see if he got just past 2 yards to get that first down. Fourth down and two. Here we go. Measurement goes up, and it is short. Deckerville has stopped him by a half a yard, so 1 3/4 of a yard for Vandenberg, I believe.
Yes, Vandenberg with the barrel carry.
Short. Turnover on downs and take over as the Deckerville Eagles stopping that series of offense. 4:51 to go here. 16-8, and Deckerville has the ball at the 15-yard line their own.
Both teams now with the TOD turnover on downs. Well, let's see if Deckerville's offense can capitalize on that defensive stand.
There we go. So big stop there in fourth down. Deckerville takes over at own 15.
Breaking through. That'll be Dylan Ball on the carry.
Did you say Dylan Ball?
I said Dylan Ball on the big carry. First down run.
So they started from the 15. They get to the 26. 11-yard gain.
11-yard gain for Dylan Ball.
First and 10 at the 26-yard line. Deckerville's own.
That 11-yard carry coming on his 11th rushing attempt of the night.
4:34 to go here. Up the middle again. Trying to push ahead. Gets to about the 30-yard line, maybe 31. One official has it right at the 30. Just above the 30, so maybe a 5-yard gain on that one. Be second down. Maybe 4 yards.
I think I had Chase Lamont, number one, on that carry.
Okay.
And give him one on that? One?
No. 4 or 5 yards on
that
one. Yeah, we'll give him 4 yards.
Up the middle again, just hard charging up the middle. That's going to be Dylan Ball with the carry that time.
That one goes to the 36-yard line, and they're going to give him the first down. So just past 6 yards on that last carry for Ball. It's first down and 10. Ball at about the 37-yard line.
Immediately back to the line of scrimmage in that power eye formation for the Eagles. Hunter Garza is going to go forward. Huge line surge. That Brown City defense not expecting that.
That gave first about run. 5-6 yards in that one, I believe. Second down and five. They're going to give him 5 yards to Garza.
And it's nothing fancy. He just hikes the ball and goes forward. Second down now, second and five. Fake the handoff. Hunter rolls out to his right. He has a man hard on his heels.
Pulled out of bounds at the end of play. A lot of flags come in. We'll be right back. Second down and five, and flags come flying in. So there was a penalty, and that was
that late hit out of bounds.
So Deckerville moves up to Brown City's 44-yard line, and another gain of about 5 yards in that last one in Brown City territory. They'll beat about to 38. We'll still give them six. And another run up the middle for Garza, I believe.
Garza with another carry.
He's taking over here. First down also. Ball at the 33 now. We'll give him what, 5-6 yards on that last one?
Five on that one, too.
Okay. So back-to-back 5 yarders. First down. Ball at the 32-yard line in Brown City territory. Brown City leading 16-8 with 3:05 to go here in the third quarter.
And that late hit out of bounds moved the Eagles offense into Brown City territory. Costly play. Those penalties were hurt. Hunter's going to look to hand off. That Dylan Ball with the carry.
Yep. To about the 31. Gain maybe 2 yards.
Yep. Giving him positive play of two. And they'll have second down and long. Second down and very long.
Second and eight. Back ball at the 31.
Back to the I formation. Hunter's going to back to pass. Wide of a man in the right flat. Completed. First down and more again for the Eagles offense.
Wide open to number 11. From about the 31-yard line.
Into the red zone.
11, 12, maybe 13 yards. They're inside the 20 into the red zone to about the 18-yard line. So a gain of about 13 yards on that reception.
To
number 11.
His first catch of the night.
First and 10 at the 18-yard line for Deckerville in the red zone. I formation, clock will roll, the 2:25 to go. Going up the middle, spin move there by Dylan Ball up the middle. Gets to about the 11-yard line, a gain of about 7 yards in that play.
Just to note, that pass play went to David Shanks 2 plays prior.
Number 11 or, oh, 2 plays, okay.
2 plays prior.
Dylan Ball, that 7-yard gain. Second down and three. Ball at about the 11, 12-yard line. Under center, Garza, turnaround handoff. The ball again. Surging ahead. Big run to about the 5. He gets the first down. It'll be first and goal. I think he's right at the 5-yard line. So they're going to give him 5-6 yards.
They are. Give him 6 big yards on that one.
For Ball on that one. First and goal for Deckerville. 1:41 to go here.
Gonna have up the middle again, a big surge by that offensive line.
Didn't quite see who had that carry, but it looks like a gain of about 4 yards in that last play.
Give that down to the quarterback keeper.
Second and goal. Maybe to about to the 2-yard line. Yeah, that was a 3-yard gain, yeah.
Yep.
Second and goal at the 2-yard line. Deckerville on offense. Under center, Garza will keep it. Surge ahead and gets it in for the score. Touchdown, Deckerville, 16-14. 2-yard TD for Garza. A drive here for Deckerville after stopping in on Brown City on fourth down. Short by a half a yard. And they at their own 15-yard line get it in for the touchdown for Garza. TD for 2 yards. At the 1:04 mark in the third quarter.
Almost towards the end. All the action coming towards the end of the quarters now. That's Hunter Garza, 2 yards.
Garza again with a 2-point conversion, and they have tied it up, 16-16. Deckerville's tied it up against Brown City. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5. Hunter Garza with a 2-yard run. Dylan Ball got the 2-point run. A flag gets out here as Deckerville kicks it out of bounds. Brown City comeback on offense and great field position. When we come back here on 92.5, 16-16, 1:04 to go here. Brown City starting from their own 35-yard line. Lawson Cooper, the quarterback, brought down quickly, a loss of yards. Number 21 with the initial contact. That's Trenton Park getting help for number 3 with the finishing tackle, Logan Martin.
Going to give him a 2-yard loss on that. Nowhere to go for
Brown
Lawson Cooper.
City back in the second series of offense at their own 35, 2-yard loss, as you noted.
And they started off at their own 35 because the ball went out of bounds on the kickoff.
Second and 12 now at the 33-yard line.
Spread formation, two receivers out to the left, an offset eye in the backfield. Cooper's in the shotgun, back to pass. He's trying to move around,
scrambling.
Looking wide open, 23 at the 45, 50, 40, 30, 20, on his feet still, one man to beat, 5, touchdown, Green Devils!
Just like that, on a broken play, he stayed in the pocket, he had the protection around him, Deckerill was about to come in and bring him down, he kept his eyes down the field, squared up, and he got, at the 45-yard line, their own, number 23, Connor Vandenberg, who finishes with a yak after the catch, that's from the 33-yard line for the touchdown.
Big play. Big, big play. That goes for 67. 67 big yards, if my math is correct.
And he caught it at the 45, so the yak after the catch
was huge.
And his speed took off down the right slot, found him open down the field. Brown City's taking back the lead, 22-16.
Cooper's going to throw to the end zone.
He caught it. Did he get his foot in?
He did.
And he did.
He only needs one down in high school.
Number 23 gets the two-point pass for Lawson Cooper. 4 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Brown City on the board and takes the lead 24-16. Welcome back, Mikey Smith. That was quick.
That was huge. 67-yard pitching catch from Lawson Cooper to Connor Vandenberg. Wow. He caught it at his own 45, so he had 55 yards of yak.
Got that pass just before it collapsed. He stayed in that pocket, and as I said, he squared up. That's a kickoff inbounds to about the 32-yard line for the return here for Deckerville. They'll start off in good field position also at their own, let's say, about 38-yard line.
Let's also throw this out. Lawson Cooper for Brown. So he didn't really want to play quarterback, but dad and coach says, I need you there, son. And now it's paying dividends. There we go, first and 10.
1 second to go here. Deckerville starting from their own 39-yard line.
You said 1 second to go on the clock. This is the third quarter. 24-16, Brown City up. Hand off to Dylan Ball off that right side. He'll get a nice chunk play.
That's going to end the third quarter. Decent run there for about 3-4 yards in there. It's the fourth period. Fourth quarter, 24-16, Brown City with the lead. Deckerville back in offense. Pass complete to the left side as Deckerville starts the fourth quarter on second down and 6. I think they're right at the first down marker with that pass play from Garza. Was that Dylan Ball?
That goes to Chase Lamont, number one, the sophomore.
Deckerville started at their own 39. And they get the first down.
And
so that's going to be placed at around the 49-yard line, it looks like.
Okay. And that was on how many yards?
I'm going to give them 7 yards in that play, Mikey.
Sounds about right. Thank you.
No, I know they needed about 6 because it was a second down and 4 in the last play. So
yep.
This ball is going to be at the 49.
Just shy of that midfield mark. And they go to that power eye formation for the Eagles offense. Garza's going to look back, fakes a handoff, quick pitch out to the right, pass completed. The 45, push out of bounds near the 40.
Over to the right side, the number 4, Deckerville's Corbin Scherbowski from the 49-yard line to reception.
Get him 9 yards on that. He's going to be just shy of that first down mark.
And gets in Brown City territory. Second and 9, pass to number 4, Scherbowski, to about the 42-yard line.
Okay.
And surging ahead with a run right up the middle. Number four, Corbin Scharbowski with the running play.
So Scharbowski with back-to-back efforts. You said how many yards on that?
That was from the 42, and that will move up 3, 4, 5 yards there. First and 10.
Coach Brown getting some players in this. This was the now 5 pass completed to 5 different receivers.
We'll mixing it up there, too.
Yeah,
so
I like it.
Playing off balance. Photo about the...
Dylan Ball on his feet still into the 20-yard line.
That was from
that happened in a hurry.
From their 34... And that is quickly at the 19-yard line. And that is a first down. So a gain of about 15 yards.
Yep, give him 15 on that, Eddie.
Dylan Ball with that.
And that'll be a quarterback keep now on this first down run inside the 20. They are in the red zone, that Eagles offense.
And move up to about the 16, so a 3-yard gain on that last play.
Hunter Garza with 21 carries now.
So that's 3-yard gain for Garza on the keeper.
Garza just a junior, so he's back next year.
Second down and 7. Ball at around the 14-yard line. Looking for a pass, looking to the left side. He'll keep running. He'll keep it. And did he go out of bounds?
He did go out of bounds.
Okay. Did he gain anything?
And looking at 0.
Okay. Third down and 7. No gain. Ball still at around the 15 or 16-yard line, I believe. I think last time I said 14. I think it's 16-yard line.
I think you are correct. How's your look? He's going to give it to Dylan Ball with blockers ahead of him. In 2. Touchdown, Eagles!
15 yards on third down and 7. Dylan Ball with a 16-yard TD. And Dackerville within 2. It's 24-22. Dylan Ball, 9:58 mark. Dackerville will now go for the 2-point conversion to try to tie it up. We have a player down here or not? Yeah, we do have a player down. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Dackerville gets on the board, 24-20. All right, the cheering you might have heard in the background was Brown City stopping the 2-point conversion. Dylan Ball with the attempt, 9:58 to go. Dackerville does not get the 2-point run. It's 24-22, but Dylan Ball got that 16-yard TD run. Brown City leading by 2. Dackerville scoring that last play with 9:58 to go left in the game in the fourth quarter.
Great game, just 2 points separating. We said it was going to come on down either. They're just throwing offensive touchdowns at each other now. That 2-point, no good.
So it's 24-22. Brown City scored quickly in the last play.
They sure did.
67-yard TD pass to number 23, Connor Vandenberg. And Brown City back, about to get back in offense here. 24-22, 9:58 to go. From the 40-yard line. Dackerville to kick it off from the left to right radio side of your dial. A little bit of a squib kick down the middle. Picked up and actually caught right at the 35-yard line for the return to around the 45 for the return. That's to, I do believe, number 33, it looks like.
Yes,
Carden Hagee.
Brought it back for a couple. He'll have a nice and manageable field for his Brown City offense, as they will start first and 10 from their own 45-yard line. Doing all right, Eddie?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
I'm just kind of trying to keep track of our spots here.
Yeah, yeah.
Our sponsors, our fantastic sponsors for sponsoring this game from Dackerville, all across the thumb, Brown City area also. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you to the athletic department here at Dackerville for hosting
yes.
us.
Jim Nickel here doing a fantastic job and the whole staff here at Dackerville. Toss over up the middle.
He's not going anywhere.
That's number 30 with the carry and a big stop by number 4.
Corbin Scharbowski in on the stop. 0 gain.
Ball at the 45-yard line, Brown City zone. It'll be second down and 10. That last attempt by Breyer Halbert.
The big back, number 30. And then we'll have second down now and 10 after the no gain. Two wings left and right. Cooper's up under center for his Brown City offense. Man in motion will be Connor Vandenberg. He's back to block. Got a wide open 25 at the 30-yard line. He pushed out of bounds.
Nick DeBono down the left side, and another big pass by Lawson Cooper from the 45 into Deckerville territory at the 25.
So I got it at 30 yards?
30-yard pass.
Pretty big yards. That is two number. You said number 25, Nick DeBono. Second reception goes for 30 yards. He's at 50 yards on two catches.
Going to the air, the passing game working out really well for the Brown City Green Devils. Both teams had a balanced offense coming into this game.
They really do.
Brown City leading by two, 24-22, trying to pad that on. 9:14 to go here in the game.
Potts is the man in motion. He'll get the quick pitch, trying to go out right. A couple lead blockers. He's got hot man in motion.
He had number four chasing behind him. That was Corbin Schabowski again.
That's where it was. Schabowski all over this defense.
So from the 25, a gain of five, maybe 7 yards in that play.
Seven. That was to Potts again. That's number 80, Ryan Binkley Potts.
So it'll be, let's say second and three or two. No, I mean, second and three.
Three. As they are inside the Thumbcellular red zone. Two wings left and right. Cooper's under center. Halbert's going to get the fake pitch. Cooper will keep himself, trying to break outside. He's free on his feet. Five. Touchdown, Green Devils.
Lawson Cooper with the 17-yard run to the right side. And Brown City extends their lead by eight. It is 30-22.
You gave him 17 or 18 on that?
Yeah.
There you go. And we're back and forth on these touchdowns.
30-22. The two-point conversion was critical in that last one for Decker to miss out on. We'll see if they'll go for two here for Brown City. They lead 30-22. I almost wanted to pick them in my picks, but I'm a hometown boy here.
You are.
8:38 to go in the game, 30-22. Another quick score here for Brown City. They start at the 9:58 mark from their own 45. Lawson Cooper, 18-yard run. Whistle is called, and we have a timeout for Brown City. We'll be right back. Welcome back here on WBGV for the two-point conversion attempt, and he catches it with a pass sliding on his feet. Cooper gets it after calling a timeout and a two-point conversion. That one to go into Connor Vandenberg also, and they extend their lead by 10, 32-22, 8:38 to go. We'll be right back. Welcome back. 8:38 to go here. Brown City taking a 10-point lead, 32-22. Lawson Cooper, 17-yard run, the two-point pass to Connor Vandenberg, sliding down and gets the lead 32-22.
Great call by head coach Cooper on that play design. He took all action going left. Cooper rolled out to his right on a naked bootleg with one receiver in the end zone for the 2 point. That's all he needed.
Have you ever gotten a 2 point conversion?
Mikey Smith's
memories.
Thank you. Yes, I have. I've had plenty of 2 point conversions.
You have.
Occasional touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yep. Some sacks. In fact, right here at the 45-yard line, I had a sack, a huge sack, on Hunter's dad, Christopher.
Did you?
Yes. Very memorable, my junior year.
My two-point came on a par. Actually, a birdie on the par three hole.
That's a golf reference.
That's my memory during football season when I was on the golf team.
There you go.
I had a birdie.
You had a birdie.
At Huron Shores Golf Course in Port Salem.
Nice.
Yeah, all right, the kickoff again goes out of bounds by Brown City. So Deckerville will start at their own 35-yard line. Unless they're going to take the re-kick and push him back another 5 yards. So Brown City will kick it off from the 35 here.
I'm not sure why these balls are not staying in bounds.
For Brown City?
For either team. Both kicks are going out of bounds. hit a flag. There's no wind at all on the flag.
Yeah, not much. Yeah. Just not.
Just trying to keep some strategy with it.
Yeah.
Keep them out of the return. So kicking off again, Brown City from their own 35-yard line after the penalty for going out of bounds on the kick. Kicking off. It's going to be a high kick, nice deep kick to the 30. We will have a return. That's going to be Dylan Ball going down the far sideline. On his feet still past the midfield mark as he takes out the whole bench.
Yeah, he caught that around the, looks like around the 28-yard line. Return to pass midfield. I think they're going to mark him around the 46, 47, maybe 48-yard line
there
is where
go.
They're going to start.
So Decker will start with the short field inside Green Devil territory. They're going touchdown for touchdown as we have 32-22 with 8:29 to go. Brown City with a 10-point lead on the road.
So in Brown City territory, first and 10 for Dackerville. Power eye formation. Play action.
Hunter to a wide open. Chase Lamont with the catch.
Brought down inbounds, so the clock will roll. That complete. As you said, Chase Lamont to number one. Brought down by number 80, number 30 also, and 22 down there. So it was, you know, one-on-one coverage a little bit there at the end down the right sideline. But the clock will roll. Inbounds, 8:05 to go. 32-22, Brown City leading. Ball at the 41-yard line. Gain of 7 in that play.
A manageable second down at 3 now. Oh, ball on the ground. Fumble! Recovered by the Green Devils. Bad handoff from quarterback to running back. Ooh.
Brown City will take over at their own 40. 3-yard line, it looks like, on the fumble by Dackerville. 7:54 to go here.
Big number 70. Looks like he recovered it. Noah Murphy, the senior. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And I want to make this call. We've not had much for mistakes on both teams. It's been a great game tonight. Very few penalties. And just an interception.
One interception. And that
fumble.
One was a costly one right there, fumble.
Yes. So I guess both turnovers going to Dackerville. Yes, sir. A fumble and an interception. Brown City on offense now. Handoff up the middle. That's going to go to the speedster. It does to the speedster, number 23, Connor Vandenberg. And he'll get some positive carry on that. 3 yards and a cloud of dust. 3 positive yards. Let's go on forward. Still on their side of the field as the ball moved up to the 46-yard line. Second down and 7 now for the Brown City offense with a 10-point lead. Just kind of bleed this clock. I'll keep the ball on the ground. Use everything that they have. Takes a handoff. Cooper will keep it up the middle at the midfield mark. He will be. He needed 7, and he got 3.
Brown City recovered at their own 44-yard line, it looked like, and continue the surge ahead here to the 50. Now brings up a 3rd down and 3 right at midfield at the 50-yard line for Brown City, recovering the fumble on defense.
There's some of our local sports media down here.
All
two
right.
Wings left and right at the midfield mark for Brown City. 3rd down, a very short flag on the play, though. What is this going to be, Eddie?
False start.
False start on the offense.
6:29 to go in the game. Be a 5-yard loss net.
One of those Green Devil players getting a lancy in his pantsies.
Think so? 5-yard false start. 3rd and 8. 6:29. To go here. How about those New York Jets on Monday Night Football? I was so happy for them.
How about them J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
And we already have Thursday Night Football just like that.
Going right
NFL,
now. I didn't even see
high
scores.
School football, college football.
Oh, yeah, I got Jalen Hurts going for me in one of my leagues tonight.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
45-yard line now, their own for Brown City. They lead by 10, 32-22, 6 minutes to go in the game.
You said 3rd down and 8. Halfway through this fourth quarter, the big man, 30, rumbling, 30, 40, 30, 20, on his feet still, 10, 5. Touchdown saving tackle made by number 3.
From the
Logan Martin.
45 to the 5-yard line?
That sounds about right. 45, they're 45.
Yes. 50-yard run for number 30.
That's the fastest I've seen run him all night.
Breyer Halbert.
Halbert's a big boy. I didn't think he had that much speed.
To the red hot zone at the 5:55 mark.
Rousey looking to put more points on the board. Look at this, 32-22 with 5:55 to go in the game, and they want more. I think this Eagles defense is a little stunned.
What? This offense, blitzkrieg offense here for Brown City. So
they said, running they and passing. Just two wings with the quarterback up under center.
And now they're just draining some time off the clock, waiting for the official to raise a hand up. First and goal at the five-yard line, 5.5 to go in the game. Brown City Green Devils leading by 10, 32-22.
The big man went to the sideline to get a breather.
Toss over to the left side.
Going anywhere. That's the speedster Connor Vandenberg. He got wrapped up though pretty quickly by number 30 for the Eagles.
Yeah. Well, we've been costing Holman, right?
Preston Holman for the defense.
Maybe a gain of about two on that one. Possibly. I believe. Yeah, because I see him there inside the five. We'll give him 2 yards. So it'll be second and goal. 2 yard gain for Vandenberg. Oh, who was that? Halbert?
Halbert just tucked back in. No, that would have been Vandenberg.
Okay. Number 23. Okay. Yep. So he's getting some rushing in.
Yep. Halbert does chuck back in, and he's on the left wing. Potts on the right wing. And it's going to be Cooper just trying to keep it. And he's in for the score. Brown City on the board. Touchdown, Green Devils.
So a 3-yard TD run there for Lawson Cooper. Kind of stayed behind his back, and he just kind of slid his way and shuffled his way to the left side and into the end zone around his blockers. And Brown City now extends their lead by 16, 38-22.
14-32 here to go in the fourth and final frame.
They have scored off the turnovers.
Yes, they have. There you go, Eddie. That's back-to-back touchdowns for Cooper. Rolling out to his right, same play, and it goes good again. That two-point conversion. Pitch and catch from Cooper. Should be to, is that to Potts? It is.
Okay. 40-22, Brown City leads Deckerville. Well, 4:32 to go in the game. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It is 40-22. Brown City with the lead in the fourth quarter. 4:32 to go here. 3-yard run keeper for Lawson Cooper. 2-point pass to number 80, Ryan Binkley Potts. Play was set up by a 50-yard run by Breyer Halbert, number 30 for Brown City. And it's Brown City leading 40-22 with 4:29 to go in the game. Wow.
You can say that again.
It's 3-touchdown lead right now. Leading by 18 is Brown City against Deckerville here at Deckerville High School.
Brown City has scored the last 2 touchdowns of this game so far, both coming from the quarterback, Lucian Cooper.
Deckerville starting from their own 41-yard line, it looks like. Pass complete to number 13. That is inbounds. So the ball goes to about the 46-yard line. Second and 6 with a 4-yard gain.
4-yard gain for that. Trying to just throw something down there. The pass goes incomplete for Deckerville. That'll bring up a 3rd down and 6 now. Clock stops at 4:02. The Eagles offense are shy of the midfield mark. Ball sits right at the...
They're going to place... Well, the ball's going to be at the 46-yard line.
46, there you go. Okay.
3rd down and 6. 2 wide receivers to the left side.
Garza is in the shotgun. Back to pass. Looks to the left. Rolls out to the left. Trying to come back to the right. Heavy pressure by that Brown City defense. But Garza will free himself again. 45 on his feet still. Pass to midfield. He's finally stopped. That's a lot of work there.
Garza
young man.
Scrambling from the left side of the field to the center. Back to the right side where he ran for a gain of about 5 yards. It'll be 3rd down or 4th down and 1, I believe. So he'll be short a yard, a fourth down and one. He'll surge ahead, gets the first down, going up the middle, breaks a tackle, goes to the 40, inside to around the 38-yard line. So he's just at the 49.
That was Garza again.
Gets to about the 39, gain of 6 yards in that one. Pass over complete to number 9 to the left side for a gain of about 4. That was the number 9, Ian Flanagan, for Hunter Garza, 3:26 and counting. Second down and 6. Ball will be placed at around the 34-yard line, looks like, and complete over to the right side this time from Garza. Number 80, Ryan Binkley-Potts, number 22, also with a tackle on defense. That to number 13 for the reception. That was to Parker Merriman.
The hurry-up offense.
First down on that one, a gain of about 4 or 5 yards on that, maybe exactly 4 yards. Snap, direct snap to Hunter Garza. Runs to about the 20, 19-yard line on that play. That was from about the 34, 33-yard line. Hurry up offense to the 19-yard line from the 33 last play. Pass complete. Not much to gain there. That's second down and about one. I don't know if they gained anything on that one. Mm. That was a 9-yard gain in the last play.
Give them one. They did get a positive yard of one.
Surges ahead, gets the first down. That'll be at around the 14, 13-yard line. So a gain of about 2-3 yards in that play. So first and 10, and the ball will be placed around the 13, 14-yard line.
He's at 25 carries. I did miss the 20, the other carry.
About maybe 8-9 yards. The last one goes into the right end zone, incomplete. Intended for number 13. That was to Parker Merriman. Defense leaping up was slapping it away by Brown City on the secondary.
Ethan Warhol from his defensive back spot.
Be second down and 10. Ball at about the 13 or 12-yard line, it looks like, on an angle. Second down and 10 for Deckerville. 2:26 to go. It's 40 to 22, however. 3-touchdown lead here for Brown City. Split wide receivers. Hunter Garza in the shotgun. Will throw it up down the middle. Had a look at it. Went through his hands and caught, popped by the linebacker defense, number 20. Or is that number 33?
I think that's
Carden Hagee.
I do believe that'd be Hagee. Incomplete on that. Back-to-back incompletes now.
Third down and 10. Ball at the 13, 14-yard line. Throws a pass. Slots.
Almost intercepted.
Well, that's, what do you call that?
A slant.
Yeah. Slant into the, from the right side slot into the left. Slant. Incomplete. Almost intercepted, though. Fourth down and 10. 2:18 to go in the game. It's 40 to 22. Brown City leading Deckerville. Tomorrow, our Thumb Tugger sports contributors to our sports line show will be covering Marlette, Sandusky game, and also Harbor Beach, Ubley.
Full house tomorrow night.
Yeah, a lot of great coverage tomorrow in our Thumb Sports Media Association.
Hunter's going to keep it on a fourth and 10 into the end zone. Touchdown, Eagles.
Fourth down and 10, and goes for it up the middle for about 13 yards, I believe. It'll be 40 to 28, 2:13 to go.
Okay. So they stopped that.
We'll see if they go for two. That is a 13-yard, we believe it was 13. 2:13 to go in the game. Deckerville QB, Hunter Garza, with the keeper.
And coming back for a pass play for the 2-point.
And no good. Deckerville gets on the board, 40 to 28, 2:11 left in the game. We'll be right back. Deckerville gets on the board, 2-point pass, no good, 13-yard TD run for Hunter Garza. He'll do a squib onside. He'll go out of bounds, however. 2:10 to go in the game. It's 40 to 28. Brown City with the lead.
First down.
I'm not going to call it yet.
No, don't call it yet, but a first down for the Browns, the offense, would seal the game.
Great showing here for Brown City.
Mm-hmm. Traveling on the road.
Showing all types of offense out here in the single wing version of eight-player football, and Lawson Cooper really managing the game well. Some touchdown runs, some great touchdown passes. Also, Brown City defense capitalizing on an interception and a fumble recovery and scoring off those turnovers also.
There you go. That's two drives for Duckworth that didn't happen that turned into two touchdowns for Brown City that did happen.
So you take those away?
It's a lot closer game. We had a close game all the way through up until late here in the second half.
All right, switching the balls out here. Brown City at their own. Looks like around the 47-yard line.
They do. First and 10 from their own 47. Double wing. That's going to be Halpert on the carry, rumbling, bumbling through that line. A scrimmage on his feet still as he's finally brought down after an 8 or 9 yard gain.
That gets to around the 45, 46-yard line. It'd be a timeout Deckerville with 2 minutes to go, 40-28. Second down and one after that 9 yard gain. We'll be right back. Coming out of the timeout, second down and one. They got the first down.
That was Halpert again.
The ball was at about the 44. They needed one, and they get about five on that one, five or six. Maybe first and 10. Yeah, I think they got 6 yards in that one. Halpert again?
Yes, Halpert again with six solid yards.
First and 10. Clock will roll with 1:35 to go here. And the ball is at about the 38-yard line in Deckerville territory.
90 seconds away from a Green Devil road victory.
Big, big win here.
Huge. And we're going to have the victory formation for the Green Devils.
On the road win for Brown City here. For all intents and purposes, Deckerville will call a timeout.
Oh, man.
We will keep it right here with 1:15 to go. It's 40-28 is your score.
I don't know why you take a timeout when the other team goes into victory formation.
Maybe just to say, hey, let's not do anything stupid out there. You know, don't get any penalties. Don't get any suspensions, you know, for the next game.
They know that. They're well coached.
Personal, yeah.
They're well coached. They're a great team.
Just to talk things over here, yeah. I mean, there's still plenty of season to play here, so.
No, the guys are good guys out there. They know their stuff.
North Central Thumb League Stars Division sliding in at 4-0. If this holds up, looking good right now.
Two more undefeated teams coming together in week three.
Later in the season, we'll talk about the postgame, who Brown City has left in the season for the next challenge. They took care of one challenge, Kingston.
Yep.
Back-to-back challenges here on that schedule against Deckerville here tonight.
Dream rises to the top.
1:15 to go here. This was a good team. We saw this good team go to the state finals last year.
I want to correct myself.
State semifinals. Week four.
Week four, not week three, correct? Week four.
We are about to wrap up week four for our coverage.
There you go. Handoff goes to Halpert again. And he's on his feet. Rumble and bumble and feed free. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Green Devils! When you go to that victory formation and the opposing coach calls a timeout, what do? You put the ball on the ground and you put another point on the board.
Oh, boy, 46. That was a gain of 38 yards.
That.
For number 30,
do you see Breyer why I said Halpert. That about the touchdown now?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just fired up the Green Devils by doing that.
They just didn't bring him down, so.
Yep.
I mean, you don't stop. I mean.
No, they were stopped. They were in the victory formation.
Yeah.
So they were submitting for the win.
Keeping
Cooper's going to roll on to the left, and he has a man in the end zone. Two guys, actually. Falls incomplete.
Incomplete. Both guys didn't know who was it going to go to. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Two receivers in the same spot.
46-28 at the 1:04 mark, fourth quarter.
How many yards on that Halpert touchdown?
38 yards I got. I believe it was, yeah.
38 yards. We'll call it unofficially. Wow, did not expect that at the end.
Breyer Halpert, 38-yard TD run. And it is 46-28, 1:04 to go here in the game.
2-point, no good.
Duckerville flag boy down there. A shout out to him. Coming off a serious injury last year.
Yes,
if
sir.
You recall. He was a firefighter. Snover area.
Moore Township.
What is it?
Yep, Moore Township.
Moore Township, yeah.
Snover area, Moore Township, yep.
1-0-4 to go here. Brown City to kick it off. Well, leading 46-28 against Deckerville here at Deckerville High School. A little bit of a squib kick down the middle for the return here for Deckerville. They'll come back on offense. They'll start off at their own 47-yard line. With 1 minute to go in the game.
There you go, one even minute. I expect some long balls from Hunter Garza. He's got an arm on him. No problem for him to toss down towards the goal line. Not at all. He has big, tall receivers.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, they do.
You see the hype here on Deckerville. Yes. I think more so than Brown City, but high formation, a handoff up the middle.
That is going to be Dylan Ball with the carry.
Deckerville started off from their own, looks like 47-yard line to the 50.
That.
Gain of 3 yards.
Number 6 with the ball carry.
That is Mark Donker. Had a good game last week, so.
That's his first carry of the night. Mark is just a sophomore. I'm going to give him probably 5 yards on that carry.
So it'll be third down at the 48-yard line. Great game plan here by the coach staff for Brown City. Number 6 with a carry, back at the 50. Might have maybe no gain, maybe a half-yard loss.
Yeah. He got back up to the original line of scrimmage.
Donker again with the carry, the sophomore for Deckerville. Like you said, Mike, there's
a lot of young players.
A lot of young players here. So you've got some seniors,
time.
But yeah, a lot of youth.
What was that to say? 4 seniors on this Deckerville law.
As time ticks away, and that's going to be the game. 46-28, your final score, where it was 4-3, and just let the time roll off. And Brown City gets the big win over Deckerville. 46-28, your final score. Back-to-back big wins here for the Brown City Green Devils. First loss for Deckerville. Still plenty of season to play here. Still a couple great big games for them. Now kind of playing for those playoff points also.
Right. Yep.
Still got Mave on the schedule as well as Brown City. Mave, right now, after this week, we'll see if they go 4-0. That'll be a key game later on in the season. We'll be right back for your post-game report. It is 46-28 Brown City over Deckerville. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM, Salem Broadcasting, Marlette, Michigan, with the tower all across the thumb in Sandusky, Brown City, Marlette, the whole Salem County area, and beyond.
And beyond.
Welcome back. Final score, 46-28, Brown City Green Devils win over Deckerville Eagles. North Central Thumb League Stars Division showdown, and Brown City comes out on top. In fact, there was no score at the end of the first quarter.
There was
and
not.
And then a whole bunch in the second quarter and on through. Brown City really taking over and adjusted after the second half also.
First touchdown came actually at the 3:10 mark in the second quarter. That was Ryan Binkley Potts with a 1-yard touchdown run. 2 points was good by number 7, the quarterback, Lawson Cooper. 8-0 there. Deckerville then right away at the 1:38 mark. Number 3, that's going to be Logan Martin with a 27-yard touchdown catch from Hunter Garza. 2 point was Hunter Garza, 8-8. Brown City coming back with 25 seconds to go before halftime. The speedster, number 23, Connor Vanderberg, with a 43-yard touchdown catch from Lawson Cooper. 2 points good by number 30. That's Briar Halbert, 16-8 at that point. We had all kinds of touchdowns. Next one on the board was in the third quarter at the 104 mark for Deckerville. That's going to be Hunter Garza with a 2-yard touchdown run. 2 point was good by number 10. That's going to be Dylan Ball. 16-16 all tied up at that point. And then Brown City in the third quarter, number 23, Connor Vandenberg, a 67-yard touchdown reception.
With just 4 seconds left.
Yes. Oh, yes. And that was 45 yards on that yak for him. Looking where we at right here. That 2-point good also by Connor Vandenberg. 24-16. And then in the fourth quarter, Dylan Ball with a 16-yard touchdown run. 2-point was no good. 24-22. We were close at that point.
Yeah, that was at the 9:58 mark in the fourth.
Thank you. That's where these zeros start coming up, so I need those.
You can follow these scoring updates also on our St. Lake Broadcasting Twitter at Radio St. Lake, by the way. So
in the fourth quarter, Brown City got on the board some more. Lawson Cooper with a 17-yard touchdown run. Connor Vandenberg with a 2-point reception made it 32-22.
That was at the 8:38 mark in the fourth.
Thank you. Brown City again on the board in the fourth quarter. A 3-yard touchdown run by the quarterback, Cooper.
That was at the 7:59 mark, fourth quarter.
And he threw a 2-point conversion attempt to Ryan Binkley Potts, made it 40-22. Deckerville gets on the board there late in the fourth quarter.
That was at the 4:32 mark. Yeah.
4:32 mark in the fourth. Deckerville gets on the board.
At the 2:13 mark.
2:13 mark at the 13-yard touchdown run by the quarterback keep, Hunter Garza. The 2-point was no good. 40-28 at that point. Last touchdown.
With about a minute and 4 seconds left.
Was a 38-yard touchdown run by Breyer Halbert. 2-point no good at that. 46-28.
And that is your final score, 46-28. Brown City over Deckerville. Brown City with your stat report now for Deckerville offense.
So I have unofficially 49 carries for 256 yards. By far, the leading rusher was going to be the quarterback, Hunter Garza. I have him at 26 rushes for 147 yards. There you go. Because he had to carry down here.
You had to carry more over.
Yes,
man.
I did again. So we have 147 roughly, not official, on 26 carries for Hunter Garza. Dylan Ball, 18 carries for 95 yards. And then passing attempts, we had very little in the first half. Second half, we had a lot. We're going to have a bunch. I'm adding them up. Because this was the other reception guy. This was a receiver. So they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 targets tonight.
6 targets for Hunter Garza for passing.
Yeah, okay. So he had everybody to throw to, and that's why I'm trying to look at it here. We're going to go with 13 completions, 20 attempts for about 100 yards.
Okay.
We'll call it about 100 yards.
All right.
155 to be exact.
Okay. Passing wise?
That was it. Passing wise, about 155, about 256
For rushing.
For rushing.
That's for Deckerville. So we're thinking about 256 unofficial rushing yards for Deckerville, 153, 55 yards for passing for Deckerville. When we come back, your Brown City unofficial stats here. They win 46-28. We'll be right back with more postgame. Welcome back. Postgame report, 46-28. Your final score, Brown City Green Devils over the Deckerville Eagles. Here is the Brown City unofficial stats.
So we have 39 rushes for 230 yards. Leading rusher is going to be number 30, Breyer Halpert, aided by that big 50-yard run to set up a touchdown. So he had, Breyer Halpert, had 12 carries for 126 yards. That gave him a 10.5-yard average.
50-yard is a big one, wasn't it? And the 38-yard.
And the 38 was a touchdown, if I have that correct. Right behind him will be the quarterback. That's going to be Lawson Cooper with 15 carries for 67 yards, 4.47. Not bad, but overall they took the victory. 39 carries again for 230 yards. Lawson all over through the air. I have it at 10 completions out of 12 attempts for 202 yards. Not a bad night. Leading pass catcher will be number 23, Connor Vandenberg. 6 receptions for 152 yards. That's going to be a 25.33 average. The other guy, number 25, he only had 2 catches, Nick DeBono, but he had 50 yards.
But there were some key catches. Big plays to get him down the field.
Yak, and more yak. There you are. I'll zoom down here a little bit and see what that total comes. Because they don't do an overall total. So we had 10 passes completed for 202 yards, 39 rushes for 230 yards for Brown City. So over 400 yards offense. We had a lot of offense tonight. We had a lot of points, as expected.
All right. So is that the total rushing down there?
That is going to be.
So 230 yards rushing and 200 and 12 or 5.
I'm looking at that.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
It is.
All right. So over 400-plus yards of offense, near 450, but I think it's about 442 yards of offense, possibly unofficially, but that's a lot. But, you know, they worked, you know, for good returns on special teams, and that's something maybe you want to start trying to keep track of, because 10-yard returns here and there, plus the kickoffs went out of bounds. They took advantage of that from starting from 35.
Fields.
Yeah. So they never really had to work from other than the fact that turnover and downs deep in their own field at any point here for the Brown City Green Devils.
Throw it out there. There was no turnovers for Brown City's offense tonight.
Yeah.
Their Brown City Green Devils did get a fumble recovery by Noah Murphy and an interception by Connor Vandenberg.
And the Brown City Green Devils capitalized on those turnovers also.
Both turned into touchdowns.
46-28, your final score. The Brown City Green Devils with the win. I want to thank you for tuning in here on WBGV 92.5 FM for high school football action. Eight-player football. Next week, we got a big one. It is the Croswell-Lexington Pioneers against the Yale Bulldogs is what we're looking at.
Okay.
We're looking at that one. It
Possibly.
Might change, but we're looking at that one at this point. And we're going to see Sandusky again probably in a couple weeks also. Okay. They're going up against Harbor Beach. Big game between Harbor Beach and Ubley tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And a lot of great games still in play here. So we'll see if we can get Brown City in one more time. And some other teams that we haven't been able to get
for some
on.
Good matchups.
Yeah, for our Sand Lake County broadcast coverage area teams. For Mikey Smith, Mikey, you got to get to work, don't you?
I do.
I'm Eddie Feary for Mikey Smith, and thank you to the whole staff at Sand Lake Broadcasting, traffic manager Michelle, Erica Frisbee, our news gal, Bob Armstrong, and Nick Lean. I'm Eddie Feary. That's Mikey Smith and Mike Gallagher for Sportsline Radio Sports Show coming this Monday, a recap of Week 4 action. A lot of games tomorrow on Friday also. Check our Sand Lake Broadcasting website, sandlakebroadcasting.com. Check the daily news sports section. You'll see the full list of our Sand Lake Broadcasting coverage area teams in the Blue Water Area Conference, Greater Thumb Conference, East and West, and the North Central Thumb League, Stars and Stripes Division. Thank you for tuning in to High School Sports on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. Thank you, Mikey.
Thank you, Eddie.